Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to RR Season 2, Episode 39.
Go Busters Metallics!
You'll get it.
Yes!
You'll get it later.
You'll get it in the ass.
Like, I don't get it. I'm leaving this podcast now.
Bye-bye.
You'll get it in the ass
with
toys.
I don't care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't really care about too much right now. So,
let's...
I apologize for talking really quietly. I cannot breathe out of my nose.
I cannot breathe out. Yeah.
It makes things like living difficult.
Who needs to live?
I don't. So
yeah, because okay. Your life sucks and is meaningless.
No.
So uplifting.
Oh, wait, that's me. Never mind. It's my life that sucks and is meaningless.
Oh no! I forgot my tiny tower.
That was a perfect combination of sentences. Think.
It's on mute. Because we're recording a podcast and I turned my phone off. Here.
Now you're just scooping stuff. Yes! Oh, sorry, I'm good now. So.
Well, I'm gonna finish now.
Oh, God.
I bet you are.
So. Hell yeah, I got a tower buck.
One ups. That was the first one up. You got a tower buck.
Alright, so yeah, moving on to the one ups. Yeah, I have no idea.
Check my blog.
Okay, so yesterday in the mail, Zero and Zephyr sent me my autograph from Eric Stewart, because he's awesome.
From Eric States.
And so now I'm patiently awaiting my other awesome autograph from my other awesome friend.
I don't have your address, bro.
Well, let me give it to you later. Not on the podcast, because I don't trust creepy people.
Sorry, everyone.
So,
spread a fucking hair.
So I got that, and it's all cool. I'm going to put it on my wall somewhere. But, what else? And today, I went to Target, because the little website thingy told me that they had them in stock. But I typed in the DCPI number. So I was like, hey, Transformers! So I got, Prime, Robots in Disguise, whatever the fuck this line's called anymore, I don't know. Voyager, Megatron, and then Deluxe. Bumblebee, Wheeljack, and Soundwave. Bumblebee is all sorts of shit. Like, I mean, I knew it was shit going in, so I'm not disappointed or anything. I only bought it because I need it for my Bumblebee collection.
Box.
But, Yeah, he's pretty horrible, but Soundwave, Megatron, and Wheeljack are all really, really cool. Wheeljack's my favorite of the three, just because I really like the engineering that went into him. I don't know why, it's just really, really cool. But those are neat, and I think that's about all. My Ami-Ami box got hit last week, didn't it? I think
yeah.
So. Yeah. So yeah, that's definitely about it, so. Good times. I'm sick.
Yep, you got it. You don't stop with the pity party. No, I'm just kidding. anyway. Not much has happened this week. My Ami-Ami box just shipped, like, yesterday when they got theirs last week, so I finally decided to pay them.
My Oki box is shipping.
I still have to talk to him. I always forget. I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm just afraid to face the numbers, man.
Yeah, I didn't talk to him about a toilet yet either.
I should record a vlog for that one and say this is what happens when you get fucked over by a Yahoo Japan auction person.
I just really long cap. You should do it.
Just phone cap by 60 points, bitch.
So that's just in the mail. I'm not really expecting anything else in the mail. I did get my stuff from the Chuck shop. I got that Chuck and Sarah shirt, and I got the Chuck Bymore jacket, and that's cool. The Carmichael Industries shirt was pre-order, so I get it like next month, or the end of this month, actually. I haven't found anything in the stores. I went to go buy the Jack and Daxter collection today, and it wasn't there, so I was sad. But I think that's it. I beat Pokemon Yellow, if I didn't already say that. And so I'm just messing around in Pokemon Black trying to catch people. And I'm done. He closed it out nicely for me, thank you.
Welcome.
So, my HLJ box with the, what's it called, the He-Hat gun got here, as well as my HLJ box with the Meteor stuff, and Whole Wank Off, and I've been asking everyone to ask me about my wiener, and they've been obliging.
Hurt.
And then, and then what else happened? What else? Oh, I got my,
I don't know.
Shut up.
Oh.
I got my, Oh, CS Toys Box. Couldn't think of the name of the store.
I haven't used it in so long.
I know, right? So, sorry, Mr. S. So...
I don't think he listens anymore. They're really going to do this every week? Never mind.
Just in case. You never know, right? I want to be prepared. But anyway, so I got the Super One Switch, the Gavin vinyl, and the module for Figure Arts thing. I recorded a vlog. I recorded 10 reviews, so all that's gonna be going over the next few days. We had an epic shopping. Not really. I guess I'll just tell the story since Brian's incapacitated.
I'm incompetent.
We know. So we were sitting here having our, you know, fireside chats around the table, just chilling off camera, and like we do. And I was like, "So guys, I wonder when that GoBuster stuff gonna go up." Like literally 5 seconds later, I refresh AmiAmi, and I'm like, guys, it's up." And it was just the vinyls and GoBuster Ace, if that ever activated. We're really not sure about that.
Still launching a formal investigation.
Yes. Our operators were on it, and all of the vinyl, everything was gone, apparently, except for Nick Cheetah.
Don't know what happened.
And I'm going to say it that way so Brian dies. And then somehow Brian was able to get the only Nick Cheetah and beat me out of it. Oh, fuck face. But then he got me a Nick Cheetah later that night, and I guess they finally put up one more. And he got himself the rest of the vinyls. I think that was that night or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then that's, I was like, oh, great, Brian's got the rest of the vinyls and I have a Nick Cheetah. But he also got me a Soft Onya pre-ordered, which is fine.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to get Soft Onya.
Oh, you beat me to the joke.
All right, I have my bro fist number 2.
Well, I mean, Brian gets.
I didn't, except it was really light. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're weak.
I didn't mean to go soft on you, too.
Brian gets soft on Cat all the time, poor girl.
Oh,
and.
Too much. That's too
so
much.
So then, the next night, apparently the Morphin Brace went up, and we didn't know because they didn't put it at the top of the list. They put it at the bottom of the list. Assholes. And what did they do? They did. I think that was it. They put up other crap we didn't want, like the weapons and shit. We don't give a fuck
stuff
with that.
Other shows that don't matter.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get a Morphin Brace, and he left to save. And then later on that evening, apparently they put up one Morphin Brace, and of course, douchebag O'Houlihan got it. And
sounds like a super droid.
And then he managed to get me the rest of the vinyls, and apparently Dawson as well.
Yep.
And then I woke up at like 5:22. I was like, oh shit, gotta buy stuff. So I like. Got on AmiAmi and I like tried to get on my email. It was running slow, so I started refreshing pages and all the vinyls were in stock. So I added them to my cart and I went to buy them. And I'm like, I see the little thing come out. I'm like, oh look, Brian already bought them.
Oh, well, you made the same mistake I did, except you caught it.
Yeah, I was like, oh well, never mind then. Moving along. So none of us have a GoBuster AC yet. Dawson and I have all the vinyls. Bitch Tits over here has all the vinyls and the Morphin Brace.
Call me.
You know what? Like, I guess it's because like everyone already has a Mobirits, but what a weird system. They put up one Morphin Brace every 24 hours, and then like the Legend Mobirits stayed in stock for like 48. And it went up like in a normal time. Like, hashtag what the fuck?
Yeah.
The Legend Mobirits went up at 4 in the morning.
Oh, well, it was up in normal time. I mean, like, it was there the whole day. I mean, sure, like, half the people got their pre-orders canceled, but who cares about them? I don't.
People who don't watch Chuck don't matter.
That's true. True story. I read it in a documentary.
Cool story, bro.
Do you read it in a documentary? I don't think they could hold up a book. And then I don't know. Woo! Fuck yes.
And then I raped a cat.
God.
And by that, I mean I raped Brian.
Brian and Kat are the same person. He just spawned her from his brain. It was like that Evil Boo situation, but weirder.
Oh, damn. I got one less word than Kat, and I beat her by, what's that, 150 points. Bitch.
Should we talk about the nudes now?
Yeah, oh, probably. Yeah. So, our first bits of news is about the Superhero Tyson latest movie teaser. Yay.
Make this last 2 minutes. I'm about to start around.
Okay.
Out of my mouth.
So, basically, it was a commercial that aired during Superhero Time or whatever. And the Kamen Rider Club discovers that the Dai Zangyak fleet is moving towards Earth, led by Captain Marvelous as their great emperor. No.
Wow, really?
Captain Marvelous plans to obtain the greater powers of the Kamen Riders and the ultimate treasure in the universe. I thought they had... No, that's the greatest. Never mind. That's different. This one's going to be like two Triforces or something. This one's going to be the Master Sword.
Yes. It's going to be Fee. Mighty Madas. Fuck. And that's how it ends. It's cut to black.
Meanwhile, Tsukasa Kadoya becomes a great leader of Dai Shocker once again and recruits several Kamen Riders and their enemies to take down the Super Sentai teams. Oh, no.
Did this movie?
In the teaser, Joe is asking why they are even fighting them. Yeah, I would wonder that, too. Biohunter Silva has been added to the roster of Dai Zangyak, the evil nemesis of Biomen.
What?
Ooh. Kamen Rider Forze and the new Sentai team, Tokume Sentai Go Busters, team up to fight both sides and figure out what is actually going on.
They're not going to find out.
No.
Oh, man, this is going to be an awesome movie, Dawson. Oh, wait.
So if you hit play, you get to watch everything that I just described, and then they're like, oh, the Riders and the Sentai, and then they're fighting, and Joe's like, what the fuck? And then Tsukasa's like, you're going to die. And then Meteor's like, wah! And then the Go Busters are like, charge! And then they're like, yah!
They turn German and just go, yah!
And then if you go see the movie, you get a keychain with Forze and Decade, or a Sentai keychain with Red Buster or Gokai Red. Yep.
Yep.
So, I am super excited for this movie. I think it will be a blast.
I'm gonna punch you. Fun fact, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. I didn't watch the trailer.
I don't know if I watched the trailer either.
This is why I have you guys, so you can just tell me the news right now.
Well, you missed nothing important.
Exactly. I was like, Superhero Time trailer. I was like, lol. Get away from me.
Really? I mean, my opinions still apply to this. I mean, there really wasn't too much new footage in here that we haven't seen already. But just the concept of Marvelous and Dai Zangyak and Decade being stupid evil again, and like, I don't know, we might be missing some sort of context here that they'll explain in the movie, but
I don't see how.
There is no context for Toku movies anymore. They just do stuff.
Like, none of it makes sense. It doesn't make sense at all.
It doesn't make any sense. What are we going to do? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not excited at all.
I'm not excited.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm hoping by being not excited that I'll halfway enjoy it.
And it'll be good because of reverse.
I'm hoping that by not being excited, I won't be disappointed at least.
Yeah.
Let's just start there.
Everyone else is excited for it because the Toku fan base is easy.
Like Dawson's mother.
They are. Oh, damn. I feel perfect. Toku fanbase and my mother are easy. Like, if we were to hear the same stuff about a Batman movie or a Spider-Man movie, the fans would be up in arms. It's filmed in 2 months, and Spider-Man and Wolverine take all the villains they've ever met and then fight each other. Like, the other fans would be up in arms and be like, oh my god, everyone's going to be standing next to each other, and there's going to be explosions. I'm like, why are you guys so easy? I just don't get it. It infuriates me.
They're easy like Sunday morning.
Not that good.
Nope. Alright.
Kevin's well, running out.
Oh, I am. I'm just getting excited over here.
I'm playing with Wheeljack.
Ew.
I'm drinking water.
Ooh, I don't think Wheeljack's into that kind of thing. Just saying, Brian. So, are we moving along?
Yeah, because...
Well, Liambo's interrupting, so hold on. Alright.
Defender of Truth. Look, you want the truth?
Yes, I do.
Alright, so... We've gotten toy catalog scans.
So many toys. So little money.
I was waiting for a yay.
That's
hot. Oh, that wasn't appropriate. Okay.
All right. Well, first we're going to do the Forza toy scans for the third quarter. Yay. And look, this news story was written by me, the Jenny Mans. Yay. Nope. All right.
Yay. I was blowing my nose, I'm sorry.
Brian couldn't breathe, he was like... he was trying to say yay, and he just sounded like a seal.
That's not all Brian was probably blowing, but that's beside the point.
Oh, God.
So, this article is all about me, the bad motherfucker, and new forms and weapons for Forza Meteor.
I'm gonna do this bathroom ham style!
Alright, so our first picture shows Kamen Rider Meteors, Storm, and Kamen Rider Forza Cosmic States. And, you know, we can see there's Goten hair on both sides. That gold and blue thing is, in fact, real. And he's got a staff, and Forza.
You said it wasn't real.
No, I said it might not be real. I said, don't get all excited in case it's not real. Don't look at me like I said something that's not true.
I can't see you. Never seen you before, have I?
And. Cosmic State Saw. I have a sword, and I have no antenna anymore because they ran away. And I have four switch symbols on my chest because I want to be like Decade. And I have rockets on my shoulders.
He wanted his own gold mode, but they forgot to make it gold.
Yeah.
They gave it to Meteor. They used all the paint.
Yeah, they made him gold. I have gold power. So, first up, what we see on our next set of pictures is on the left scan shows the Astro Switch Set Cosmic Switch, which is Switch 40. I really have no idea what it's supposed to be. All I know is it opens up.
It looks like a satellite of some sort.
Yeah, let's see, it opens up. And it's going to come out in April for 1,890 yens. And then we see his weapon, the giant Barazin sword, which apparently sounds like Harrison Ford. If you say it right. I just don't wanna. We also see there the other circle switches that O's... what the hell O's? That Forza has... that Forza has, we see Rocket, Geek Hand, Eric, Flash, Chain Array... Fire, Claw, Scoop, and then Meteor Switch is also Circle. Because this sword can use the powers of the other Circle Switches. And that's also coming out in April. We don't have a price yet, though, because they're bitches. Then, the next thing we have is the Meteor Shaft. Yeah, it's called the Hakko Kaiten Meteor Storm Shaft. It's apparently 500 millimeters in length, which is pretty long. And it's got a switch in the end that looks like a spiral galaxy spinning around.
A windmill.
And it's got a ripcord. And just like Senpujin,
the joke.
And it makes the galaxy spin. And then they want our, because Bandai really wants our money, they're also putting this out in April, and it's going to cost $39.90, and it's probably going to be a bitch of a shipping total, just saying. And all three of those toys has lights and sounds, because Bandai needs to count up their sins. Now, before we we talk about the next thing. We want to all take a deep breath, because this next the next scan was thought up by some Bandai exec who's a pretty greedy bastard, and they're putting out Legend Switch sets, folks. Legend Switch sets. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jenny Mans. You're like, hey, we already got Legend Switches in those capsule sets and candy tour sets. And I'm like, you know what? You'd be correct. Except for those are that clear blue color. These are made to look the color of the rider. For example, Decade's is all pink. Kiva's is that gold color. Kabuto's is red. O's and doubles are multicolored. Now, they're coming out in five sets. The first set in March is going to be Ichigo, Decade, and O's. That one only has three. And you're getting a Gambrai card featuring Floozy and O's to make up for the fact they only gave us three switches.
Sorry.
The rest of the switches come with four in each set, one for each slot. And switch set two has Ryuki, Kuga, Agito, and Nigo. Three has Deno, Fize, V3, and Hibiki. Those are an April release. And then for May, we have sets 4 and 5. 4 has Stronger, X, Kiva, and Amazon.
It's five definitely has... not X.
I know, right?
There's no way that's X. It's got to be something else.
5 has Rider Man, Blade, Kabuto, and Double.
So stupid.
He has an X on his face, man.
Shut up.
Sorry. Well, I guess so does Kaizo, but still.
So, you know, whatever jackass came up with this, you know, fuck you and fuck the horse you rode in on, goddamn William Shatner.
Horse!
William Shatner. He's basically Bandai.
Yes. Apparently they also show Fast Forza stuff that was not in my article here. They have Fujoid Series 06, which you already saw last time, Nage Jiroika in March. The Fuck My Cock 06 for Meteor Storms in March. The Narakiri Action Rocket Module with Big Rocket Arm. That's in April. The Fuck My, fuck My Cock SP for a base state.
I just love how that sounds.
Base states and module set SP comes in April, which is basically just all the rest of the modules that were already released. Astro Switch EX Drill Super 3, which we're going to talk about in a minute, is in May, and then the Fuck My Cock 07 Forza Cosmic States is also in May. So, I mean, fuck. Okay, I'm buying this Cosmic Switch because that's a Switch with a number.
Did you talk about the Drill Switch? I don't remember.
What about the
No, I'm gonna go into the Drill Switch and all that. That's in the Go Busters article, so we're gonna do that then.
Oh, okay. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
This Meteor Shaft I have to buy because it has a Switch. Fucker faces. And then I'm buying these Legend Switch things. Fuck my life. They're not that expensive, probably, and... Well, they're not that expensive, and then... Switch sets get a lot of views on my channel, so... Yeah.
Okay, so... well, let's see. Meteor Storm, I think, looks cool.
I'm just glad it was real, so I didn't care.
I like the Meteor
Storm. You idiot.
So,
you know what? Here's the thing about that is it looked very fishy at the time.
It did. I agree.
Like, we had no knowledge of where this came from. Just here's a random tiny ass picture, plus other people taking the shadowed image and just coloring it in to look similar with Photoshop. So it could have been anything.
Photoshop? Is that Photochuckin's personal Photoshop? Photoshop?
Yes.
Photoshopping?
Yes. Program droids.
Cosmic States, however,
looks angry.
He looks like an evil version.
Why are you so serious? I want to know. Why are you and the Joker from the Dark Knight?
He honestly looks like some sort of evil force.
He does.
He's the evil Bajin.
I really don't like it.
Personally. Like, it's really strange. Like, I like the overall design. I just don't really like the helmet.
Yeah, like, it looks like Rangry Ed. Angry red eyes, and then, like, the design around it's all evil. It looks kind of like some sort of Ecliptor. Looks like an in-space villain. Like, he's Ecliptor's son. Like Zeltrax did with that golden dude.
But yeah.
That's why I'm easy. Easy like Sunday morning. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay. So.
The cosmic switch. Whatever. The sword. Also, whatever. Just because I don't really have any sort of interest in those whatsoever. But
I don't know if I'm going to get the sword, just because there's no switch with it, so I don't have a need to buy it.
That's like the only thing you won't own.
Yeah, but I'll probably get it.
I was going to eat him up inside.
Don't say stuff like that, Brian.
Just I mean, say
I'll probably,
it.
I'll probably get it if it goes like cheap somewhere, but I probably won't like rush out to get it right away, like the expensive price and shit.
You'll end up with it.
I'll end up. You know what? I hate you. I hate you so much that I hope you die.
Whisper into your ear while you're asleep before someone gets 10 points.
He'll whisper sweet nothings in my ear. Yes.
You're damn straight. So the meteor shaft is like the world's greatest Beyblade launcher, and I'm jealous because I wish I had that.
And then he can put it on his belt and then just push the button. It'll fling into his enemy's eye. Like, oh fuck!
Let it rip.
Yes.
Fling.
Call the red meteor. Let it rip.
Oh my god.
How long is 500 millimeters?
I don't know.
That's 50 centimeters. That's 50 centimeters. Your foot long ruler is 30 centimeters.
So it's not that big.
No. Why don't they use not metrics? They've been telling me, like, people since my parents were in school, we're going to switch to metrics. Still hasn't happened.
It's only about 20 inches. Ha, Megablade's got you beat, asshole.
Fuck yeah, Megablade's actually cool.
Let's see. It is 19.685.
039.
Yeah.
Just to say.
I get it, Brian. You have the same converter as I do.
I don't do things.
The FMC series, FMCS, whatever, fuck my cocks, they're figures, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm glad they are releasing the SP set for people that are collecting that line, just so they do all have all the modules that sent and sucked.
Yeah.
Including Net and Stamper.
Net.
The Net, that looks like a spoon.
A spoon with a gray ice cream on it.
Spoon! Spoon on.
Spoon on.
He can eat cereal with his leg.
Fuck yes, I want to eat cereal with my leg like a monkey.
That'd be pretty awesome. But, that's cool and such. Yeah, that's really about all. I'm laughing about the Legend Rider switches, though, honestly.
No.
I just think it's a lol move.
It's a dick move is what it is. It's like a supreme dick move.
It's exactly what they did with Rider keys. Spoilers. The Ranger keys with the Gashpod, and then releasing like those sets in the Ranger key sets.
Especially releasing those first.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, it's not funny.
Saved me money in the long run, but
my car changed
to
Range Co. I don't know.
But yeah, they do look cool, but
yeah,
it's just kind of a dick move.
Yeah. So moving on.
Yep.
So our next thing is now we've moved on from Forza third quarter to GoBuster second quarter toys.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm serious, and I realize the show has not started yet, but we have second quarter toy scans. This is how it works, people. So the first thing, I'm gonna kill you, bitch.
Hey.
So the first thing we see...
Yay. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
So the first thing we see...
Yay! Sorry, that was too much. I agree.
...is that we have two new GoBusters. BeatBuster in gold on the left, and StagBuster in silver on the right. And we see that there's a person that turns into BeatBuster and a Buddyroid that has Gojujin's head on the turns into silver the StagBuster. So I mean, this seems kind of familiar, having Bug Guys as a duo with a 3-man team after an anniversary. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, Raja, that's not a team.
And seeing as how GoBusters in general is an homage to the Metal Heroes, we can that this can kind of be like B-Fighter Kabuto and B-Fighter Kuwagar, a.k.a. Chromium Gold and Titanium Silver Beetleborgs.
Where's Platinum Purple? Where is it?
Up my ass, raping me. Next up, we have their gear. So we can see at the top, Buster Gear Series 05, the Morphin Blaster. It's a cell phone that transforms into a gun, kind of like Fize, and it has the glasses pop out like the Turbo Navigator screen. And on the bottom left, in the little calendar picture, we see shadowed versions of their bug-themed mecha that can combine with GoBuster O. Those will be out in July. The gun thing should be out in June, given the way this all works. The bottom right, we can see the Sentai Heroes for Beat and Stagbuster and for their Buddy Roy, which should also be out in June. The next picture is their weapon, which is Buster Gear Series 06, the Dry Blade. It's a steering wheel that turns into a sword with lights and sounds. And it looks from one of the little pictures in here that either this kid is super excited to have the toy, or it's got some kind of a game that makes you turn the wheel back and forth. I don't know, though.
Or it's got a game that makes you excited.
Yeah.
It's called Ecstasy. Just push a button and little pills just pop out.
That's what the...
What?
That's what the transpod's for. Which is the next item at the bottom of the page is their own version of the transpod, Buster Gear Series 07. So I'm not sure if it... I can't tell if there's anything different or if it's just a palette swap on the original transpod. It probably does something special to make you buy it, but there's no telling. Moving away from strictly GoBusters things to just Sentai in general, we have more key sets.
Yay!
So first up, we have two sets in April. Hurricanger and Bokanger.
Yay!
Then we have two sets in May, Dekaranger and Gekiranger.
Yay!
And it appears the Dekas will have the stripe, although Reds is not shown with it, so that might be stock footage or just an error in the picture.
Stock footage.
Like, Blues doesn't appear to have it either in the picture, so I don't know. There's no telling. Then we see below them is Buster Key, GoBuster Key Set 2, featuring GoBuster Gold and Silver guys, Zag and Beat, and then I guess they're Buddyroid for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
It's the Gojujin Key.
Yeah. Those come out in June, and so looks like we are going to get two sets a month, Brian, so stop your bitching.
What about February? There's only one in March.
You know what? Maybe they're going to start an ask that. Now go fuck yourself. Then, because...
I'm just saying.
Shut up. Because Bandai wants more of our money, they are carrying through with their this decision to make Rider keys. And so in April, we also have Ranger Key Series, Ranger Key Set, Kamen Rider O's. Now, we
think about that set for a second. Stop and think about that. Ranger Key Set, Kamen Rider O's.
Yeah. Yeah.
One's mind just exploded. There's no audience left. Let's go to bed.
Yeah. And it's what the thing says, too. I'm reading it correctly. And now we assumed they were just going to do, like, okay, Tatsuba Key and have other riders, you know, Cyclone Joker or Kiva or whatever. No. These guys are bastards. Okay, they're complete bastards. And what they're going to do is they're going to release all of Oz's main forms. So we've got a 7-key set featuring Tatoba, Gatakiriba, Ra Torta, Sugozo, Taja Dol, Shauta, and Puto Tira. Yeah, yeah.
Poor brand quality.
Yeah.
Then, next to that, we see Astro Switch Set EX. Astro Switch Super 3. This is Drill Switch Super 3. So it's like the Rocket Switch Super 1, except in drill form, and it's S3, and it's got a giant fucking drill sticking out of it. And it turns Forza into drill states, apparently. Yeah, yeah. Where he gets just two drill feet, like a fucking peg leg pirate. And apparently, you can use the Super 1 and 3 switches with GoBuster Ace, and then he becomes like fucking Seamus on Family Guy. Probably gets an eye patch and a pirate accent as well. I don't know. What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, the way this is looking is that in movie Tyson thing, DK spits his disease all over Forza, and Final Form rides him into a driver like what happened to him in the first movie war, and then, or, no, it was, no, those movies, it was the All Riders vs. Tie Shocker, where it turned into a fucking giant driver and put itself on Jay and turned into DK complete. This will probably do the same thing, from a giant driver and these those super switches and, you know, whatever. So then, the end of this, we see that they're doing more capsule keys for some strange reason that are coming out in May, and it's like Legend Capsule Key Set 1 that has like 16 keys, Red Buster, Blue Buster, Yellow Buster, and then all six Gokaiders, the metallic version, so we're finally getting a metallic Gokai Silver, sort of.
Gokaiders Metallics?
Okay. Then we're getting
Data
the rest...
Mobile Pirates, input, key! Okay.
Then we're getting the rest of the extra heroes, so Kurojishi Ryo, Zuban, Signalman, Deca Swan, and then we're also getting, if you missed them the first time, Uraza Dofaya, Bull Black, and Jujin Mere. So, you know, get those if you missed them the first time. So it looks like we're finally getting the ability to actually legitimately make our Mobile Rats say Counter O's. There's no telling what it will do with the rest of the keys and the Legend Mobile Rats and all that fun stuff, but I guess we'll just have to see when the shit comes out, or I guess when we hack our Mobile Rats in March, the new one. If we can make it say more shit.
Oh god, back to that. It said something.
Well, I'm really excited about the keys.
Judging by the other sets, with the exception of Hurricane, they're all saying the same sound. I'm pretty much guessing they're all just going to say Kamen Rider O's.
Yeah.
Unless, well, I guess the Mobirates might give them colors, like red, blue, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what... Like, you mean like... Or, oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to stop trying to spit it out.
Well, I mean, as far as the O's keys goes, like... O's goes. man.
Anything but, goes. You owe so much. Sorry.
Like, I... It'd be really cool if the Legend Mobirate had the Metagaburiu little tunes in it.
So you could sell your axe?
I did already.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, if you put a Tatobot, it says, like, Kamen Rider O's in the place of Tatobot Jiggle or something.
That would be cool. I feel like they wouldn't put that much effort into that, though.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's an item to put Rider stuff in it.
I don't know.
I don't know, Mank.
Just a thought.
And I was actually kind of hoping that the rumors we had, like, at the end of last week about, like, the gold and silver Buster guys were not true, and then they turned out to be true, and... Yeah.
I don't mind these as much because I like their color schemes being a fairly even blend of black and...
They're not too bad. I was just hoping for something besides gold and silver.
Yeah, I would have much preferred, like, a purple and some other color or something.
I mean, we could still get more Rangers in the future, because, like, the three teams usually have more unique things going on.
Yeah.
This is true.
I think we'll get at least one more, judging by, like, current Cage and stuff.
I like their designs, though. I mean,
yeah.
That one scan, like, the first one we got, almost made him look orange, which would have been kind of cool. That color actually kind of would have fit him.
Yeah.
Beatbuster.
Yeah.
Stagbuster just doesn't remind me of anything stag-related. Like, I see no horns.
It looks like a fucking metal hero. It looks like Gavin's, like, daughter. Looks like a girl to me, the helmet.
But yeah, I have no idea what's going on with any of that stuff, but,
Beatbuster looks like Growing Form.
Yeah, it looks like a Growing Form and Kabuto had sex.
Yeah, well, you know. And then this drill switch that needs to just go die in a hole.
That's stupid.
Rider's getting its tumors all over Sentai.
Get your Forza and go Busters.
Exactly.
Like, Decade is spreading its disease on the Forza, and then it's just gonna spread into Sentai, and I...
Can't take it.
I can't.
We're missing the point here. Geki Ranger key set. That's all.
Look, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about Geki, Deca, Hurricane. I like all those four teams, so I'm excited about all of them.
I'm excited for Hurricane Ranger and Deca Ranger and Geki Ranger and more Go Busters.
You're a douche.
I'm sorry, I don't like Go Kenger.
Look, I want my Samuel Benta key, damn it.
But yeah, I mean, I'm glad for the Genki Ranger set because now I can take my candy toy Genki Violet Key like anywhere I want to.
Tote it around.
If it breaks or I lose it, I don't really care.
Well, I'm excited about having a spiffy Genki Violet Key.
And I really hope the Deck Ranger set has the white outline.
I hope we get a Maurice Key.
Heck yeah.
To go with RJ. So.
Let's see. The Morphin Blaster. I love it. I just like gun transformation devices. But
Brian likes guns.
I do like guns. But
yeah, Brian's a gun enthusiast. He likes shooting babies.
I can't see how that folds up properly, though, but...
Whatevs.
I mean, it does, because there's a picture right there, but I just don't understand where the handle comes from. Because last time they tried to do that, it sucked. Eek's a riser.
But, well, then.
But that looks cool. I do like their designs. I like the Buddy Roy design, even though he's kind of small. But we'll have to see more of him. But I overall like the designs. I like the Dry Blade, too. The Dry Blade? I hate that name.
Yeah.
Like, Dorai Bureido. I get the joke, but it just fails when you try to translate it. It'll
probably be used in a mecha or a vehicle or something, but I just think it's funny if like they come out like, I broke my steering wheel off. They just get them. Like, they just don't play innocent.
They need some lubricant.
Oh, God.
Right.
I was just going to mention that I think that the idea of Stagbuster being a Buddy Roid is interesting.
Yeah.
I'll keep an open mind. I kind of wish it had just been those two with, like, the Buddy Roid as their partner, but I think it'll be interesting. Can the other... that leaves open the possibility for the other Buddy Roids to become Busters.
Oh, God.
Other Red Buster.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the last thing I need.
Another Red Buster. He'll be just as mad that he didn't get the Agito first. Why do you want to kill him? He got there first. I'm so mad. I got labeled another Agito. It says it right on the box. You know how that feels?
Sorry. Well, I don't think it's going to have, like, Mega Blade proportions. I'm interested to find out how big the Drive Blade is. Just because it does fold up pretty nice into the steering wheel, so they could have a lot of leeway with it. But
alright. The Drive Blade is kind of shot.
It kind of sounds like an infomercial you see late at night. Stick it in water, it never gets wet. Got that guy there. Why do you think he beat that hooker? You know, it's hard to know. Oh, God. Someone just dropped the rain on my head. Raindrops keep falling.
They keep falling.
Spider-Man 2, I love you.
But yeah, whether I get the Drive Blade or not depends on how large it is. If it's like Mega Blade size, I might pick it up, but if not, then no sale. Hi, Sadis. There you go, capsule keys, but yeah, that's about all.
And, like, well, my thing about it, too, is that it's with these key sets, they're basically like fixing all the red keys because they kind of rushed a lot of this out to get the keys out,
you know?
And so they keep fixing all the errors they made. Like with the Sun Vulcan key set, they put the black outline around the Sun logo and making the. Even when they did key sets 6, 7, and 8, fixing Shinken Red, Go On Red, and Gosei Red to be more accurate and to match the other four in the set and be shinier golds and stuff and. Or just more better proportions with the lines and the whatever else. So it'll be nice as we get these sets to get better versions of, like, Geki Red and Hurricane Red and Brian not being gay red and...
Oh. Another red Gito.
Let it rip.
Oh. All right, hold on. I'm trying to let one rip. It's not working.
What the fuck? What is this show?
I was trying to let one rip and it didn't work.
That's dirty.
I think I crapped my pants.
I left a rosebud in there for you.
Sorry. I think I crapped my pants, Brian.
That wet there right at the end. Anyway, should we move on to these small little tidbits of PR news that I have here?
Tidbits.
Yeah. Right. So, this week's PR news brought to you by the hot new spoiler source, Kmart.com.
Yes, just Kmart. Kitchen
appliances. The first little just
small bit of, Stewart.
Is it confirmed that Doigoryo is going to be called the Light Zord, not the Spider Zord or Deluxe Jesus?
I was hoping for Deluxe Jesus.
Still no confirmation if he'll be voiced by Noah Monk or not, but we can hope. So we've already seen the pictures, so it's just a name change. And then also we got pictures of the Super Mega Mode figures, which look like Mega Mode figures, but with Indian vests and a little in Romaro on the Mega Blade. And you can see here in this first picture of the Red Ranger that he's buckling already because his legs are going to be loose. That's lovely. So we got red, blue, green. And then we have the Gold Ranger cycle in the same line of cycles. That's apparently already on clearance at my Walmart because they're stupid. And that's just because of gold power. And he's like, I have gold power. And that's all I got for gold power.
That's all.
Not too much, just a few pictures of stuff we knew about.
I like the gold sword cycle. That's pretty neat.
I might get it and just create a Gold Ranger shrine, but then I'd feel obligated to get those stupid six-inch ones that like are flippables and stuff.
But then you get Uchikita.
That's true. That's true. But then I have to get the other one that doesn't
Uchikita. That is an insane sword cycle. Look at
Uchikita
that shit.
Uchikita gold power.
That fucking sword.
It's like a super sword.
Alright.
It is Super Samurai.
I like the Super Mega Mode, guys.
I like the white. It helps that mode for some reason.
I hope that their legs aren't as loose. I love my Mega Mode figures, but like I look at the figures. Every time I look at them, they like fall over. Yellow has to constantly lean up against something. She can't. Well, that's for other reasons.
Oh, Bibby.
BBY.
Yep.
That's about it.
That's about all. No, okay.
No. Mm. Now it's time for... Yes! A phone call. Oh. Girl, I gotta go cut change. I'll call you back.
Kamen Rider Fours, eh? Alright, so I totally almost just said O's.
O's, eh?
Like, I had to correct myself in the last second. I'm like, no, not O's, damn it.
Just like gonna keep calling everything a combo.
It's combos and it's a, yeah. It's got Gaia memories and
yeah. Everything's the yummy and used to be a DuPont.
And then it was a greed or it's just all gay and gayer than Dawson and gay.
Pretty gay.
So we're on 49. Basco's dead and we got all the great powers. See, that's
the end. Up to speed. Okay.
Where is he?
I'm sorry.
Not the end. You said the. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you meant like you were going after me because I interrupted you again. That's it. Where is he? I got my bat. Just throw a blat shot. I'll stop now. I'm sorry.
So this episode starts with every member of the Gokaiders who is not Captain Marvelous sitting around the teams, the keys for these five teams that they just got the powers of from Basco. And then he walks in and they're like, should we just take their powers? I mean, they were kind of stolen and I don't think it's right if we do that. So yeah. And then the keys glow and they end up in that same dream world that they were in the 199 movie for some reason. And we see, who was it? Blue Mask, yeah, Five Yellow, Vol Eagle, Change Griffin, and Green Flash. And they talk to them. We see their heads floating in space. I don't know where the rest of them is. But,
they got eaten by a monster.
Yeah. But they're like, Gokaigers, you guys are awesome. Take our powers. Be cool, guys. Take care. Bye. And so, Gaia flips a biscuit, as usual. And they're like, yay, we got all the great powers. Now we just need the great treasure in the world. And they start beating up on Navi considerably. And they're like, bitch, turn into a door. And he's like, I don't know how. And they keep trying to make him. And he's like, they can't stop. I'm being raped. And, So they do that. Navi opens into a door. Finally, like, they open the treasure chest and magically it turns them into a door. And then there's, like, locks. There's 34 locks that use the Sentai V symbol thing. And each lock has a different Sentai team logo on it. So they use the red keys to unlock it. And they go into a cave and they find the greatest treasure of the universe, which is the Triforce. And the will of the earth speaks to them through it and is like, if you combine this with the Super Sentai great powers, you can remake the universe however you want. And they're like, we can erase Zangyak? And like, yeah, you just gotta wish for it and it'll fix all your planets and it'll bring back Milfi's sister and Shid no Senpai. And they're like, oh, that's epic. And then they're like, well, what happens to these keys and stuff? And he's like, well, you see,
obviously,
they're just going to go.
We have a rapist in the stranger box.
It's a box you put keys in it.
All the keys and the powers will cease to exist. They'll be gone forever from history.
Is the will of the earth aqua red?
It sounds like it.
That's what I thought.
Okay, that wasn't just me and my imagination. Okay, good. And
I thought the will of the earth was Hibiki, but
well, that's just God. Let's see. Actually, this says here that the greatest treasure in the universe voice is the Gokai Galleon Buster voice, the Gokai Spear, Cellular, Gun, Saber, and Mobirit's voice.
Oh, okay.
Who is different than Aqua Red, but it did sound a lot like Aqua Red.
Okay, oh, it just wasn't crazy. Thank you.
Yeah, I just looked it up. Aqua Red is apparently the Japanese voice of Yamcha.
Always dying.
And is... Who's Artie? Is that Berg?
Yeah.
He voices Berg in the Japanese Pokemon.
Levani! Haunts my dreams. Paranormal activity.
Levani! Anyway, where were we? Oh, right. So the voice is talking to him. He's like, the power will disappear and they'll cease to exist. And they're like, maybe we shouldn't do that. And so meanwhile, Chick Villain has decided she's going to attack, so she gets in her Chick Villain robot and starts attacking the Gokaigers. And they're like, aw, damn it. Navi, guard this treasure. We're going to fight. She's like, okay. I don't know what the bird's going to do, but... So they get Gokaio and Gojujin, and they start fighting, and then Guy goes off to fight some Sigormans, and then they're like, Furemaru, let's go. And they're like...
Wait, this is Furemaru? What?
I know, right? So Hurricane Gokai attacks, but she has, like, a shield. So they're like, oh, yeah? Bitch, take this. And they use the Change Man Great Power to arm the Gokai cannon thing with some kind of power and blaster, and it blasts through the shield. And then they're like, oh, yeah, bitch, take this. Mask Man Power, bam! And they use, like, the Gokai Aura Galaxy or something, and they blast her again. And the robot's arms fall off. But then they bust out the Shinkenju keys, and they're like, Shinken Gokaio, Gokai Samurai Giri, and they slice her in half, and then the robot blows up, and she's like, I'm not done yet, bitch! Ah! And then Guy still keeps fighting more Sigourmand, because he just keeps showing up out of nowhere. And so then they're all like, let's do it! Some red Dogormans show up, but then she's like, I got guns in my shoulders. And then so she blasts them, and then she blasts them again. But they're all like,
"Oh shit! Did you sneeze right when that happened? Did you literally sneeze right when that happened?" Well, but it was like the Mombirate sneezed on me. Oh, I guess there was too much glitter on that camel toe.
And then they turn into the five guys that they talked to earlier, so they go all...
Find the man! Mask man! Tom Bunkan! Change man! Rashman!
Right, so they transform, and each person gets their own, like, transformation sequence like that show. And then they each fight using, like, that particular person's weapons. And while they're fighting, each of them's fighting a Dogorman and stuff... They get the theme song of that show playing in the background, all epic like, which just shows how even more screwed Geki Ranger was. And
Geki Ranger should have been the only one to get the theme song. The rest should have just gotten nothing.
That's what happens when you're a marketing failure. And so they blast them up, and then they pwn them, and then they summon the Gokai Galleon Buster, and they're all like, ready to charge! Rising Strike! And then they blow up Insar, and she's like, no, I died! And then she blew up. And then Emperor guys, Emperor Akbar guys all like, oh, we got them now, bitches. They're all worn out. And, like, this giant, massive fleet, like, bigger than the one from the Legend War, comes in and, like, take this, bitches. This is how Zangak rolls. And then it ends.
Just keep me rolling.
So it was a pretty epic episode, to say the least. Navi turning into a door, getting the Triforce, defeating Chick Villain, doing five tributes at once that were somehow more of a tribute than Geki Ranger.
Shut up! They had John back and he wore a Dragon Ball around his neck that he got at the Japanese Comic Con, cleverly named.
So, yeah. You guys give your thoughts?
I liked this episode.
So did I. Like, it wasn't as badass epic as last week, but I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah.
I mean, Gokaiger really doesn't have bad episodes, except for that one with that dude. What's his name?
Fagfish.
Yeah, that's it.
Fagfish.
Like, I knew it was something, like, some sort of punny somehow, and I just don't... Was there a random thought I had in the middle of the episode was... I was thinking how stupid it would be if, like, she grew or something. And I was thinking about how I know it's a staple of Sentai and Power Rangers and stuff, of them growing or whatever. But I just think about how often that takes away from the meaning of a fight.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an epic occurrence, and then all of a sudden they're bigger. I was thinking, why don't they go big first? Like, they always have a robot, they knock them out of the robot, and then blow them up like they did here. I'm like, that would make so much more sense. Because it takes away so much from it. Like, I finally killed the person who killed my father. I'm big! Oh, fuck.
I'm big.
Stupid. Like, oh, I turned my eight butlers into a chandelier. Like, come on. They could make it make a little more sense. I don't know. That was just something I thought of randomly.
My favorite part was definitely when Navi turned into a door.
Like,
what,
like,
do you want me to turn into a door? Yes.
Maybe with a switch in the mouth, like, just open his mouth or her mouth.
They
try to pry its mouth open. They try to pull a lever and.
Japanese people can understand the tone and voices.
Stick things in its butt. I don't know. They were doing all kind of stuff to it.
And I, like I said last time, I love that the greatest treasure in the universe actually exists. Yeah. And it's not just the greatest treasure in the universe is friendship. Marvel's would be like, ah, fuck. Also. I was reading the RAM boards. I don't remember who said what, but I think it was like Chris and Anger Crab and somebody else were talking about like the 34 Sentai being wiped from existence or whatever. Uh-huh. I think that is a great idea for rebooting, like in terms of like starting fresh from GoBusters.
Yeah.
In a world where Sentai is in leather and not spandex.
They are trying to reboot the franchise with GoBusters, so.
So I would actually like that. Like, I don't remember who said what, but someone was like, I don't want that. I'm like, I kind of do want that because I said the 34 Sentai would be wiped from existence, so Gokaigers are fine for team-ups. And, like, I wouldn't mind that at all. I think that would be actually a pretty good story from starting fresh from GoBusters, and that means no more crazed team-ups and Sentai won't get poisoned. It will just... Like, Gokaigers like the perfect tribute, and they just leave it at that. And then instead of the 40th anniversary, they do the 5th anniversary of new Sentai.
I think it would be an interesting concept to work with if they did do that.
I think it's a good idea, personally. Although, technically, if they reversed Zangak being there, wouldn't that reverse time so the Gokaigers never met?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Who cares? So yeah, long as Sarah gets her memory back, I'm fine.
It would be the Ryuki button. That's what it would do. And we saw how well that worked out the first time.
But I still like... I like that idea of reversing it. No Super Sentai, and then
I think it'd be, if they didn't actually do it, it would be an interesting, like, what if story.
It'd be cool, like, see everyone's, like, where they are with No Sentai.
Yeah.
But then, you know what would happen? No Zangek, eliminate 34 Super Sentai, we cut to Earth, it's ruled by, like, 30 different factions of villains that Sentai never stopped. That'd be hilarious, actually. Let's do that. And that's Gokaiger Season 2. They have to take out all the evil factions that the regular Sentai never stopped now.
Well, the thing is, they wouldn't have powers or know each other. In fact, Joe probably wouldn't even know Sid. He's all like, I could restore Sid's life. You wouldn't even know him. You met him while you were part of Zangak.
What's his name comment on that? I forgot that. I don't remember now. Oh, well. But I kind of want them to do that. It sounds interesting.
It'd be entertaining, I think.
It would be. It's growling in. Yes! Oh god, it's going.
Yes!
I feel like there's one more thing I wanted to say.
Get them!
I like the changes in this episode. Having, like, five different, like,
Those are the changes I was like, and
they did a really good job showing off those changes, because there are some kind of weird transformations, and for those teams, and they are pretty cool to watch them with the Gokaigers and stuff.
Yeah,
and using the different weapons and whatnot. Joe is so badass, Jesus.
And Joe, you be badass.
Bitch, you be tripping.
Badass.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're ready to move on to Forze?
I love Forze. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, so we start off with the fire alarm being pulled, which leads everyone to the hallway, and Suspender's guy's like, I want you to come to my office. Why? I'm lonely. I don't have anybody to fondle anymore. And then he brings out like a Photoshop picture of, not even Photoshop, it's like a glued picture of him and Sonata. It's pretty funny. And then
he jerks off to it.
Yeah, probably. And then we get introduced to the new teacher who's Nanami, and she has ninja skills, and she almost kicks Gentaro in the face.
And then she turns invisible.
Yeah, exactly. She almost kicks him in the face, and then she turns invisible. And then we see the Pegasus Zodiart attacking some random karate people, and Burger Meal picks it up and sends the footage back to the Kamen Rider Club. And then not long after that, we have the Kamen Rider Club telling their career paths to the new teacher. And Hina's like, I want to make space popular, and she's wearing all the space gear. And Gentaro's like, or not Gentaro, Kengo's like, I'm just here. I have good grades, but I'm never here, because, yeah. And Gentaro's like, look, I made a mess of my paper. I made poopy on it, because we're buddies, right? And then she tries to kick him, and I'm like, God, I really don't like Gentaro anymore. And then, let's see. It was where
it was. Poopy on my paper.
That's exactly what happened. And then Libra... lures out Pegasus, and they start fighting each other. Some of the members of Kamen Rider Club stumble upon him, and Ryusei runs off and Spider-Mans it up by turning into Meteor. And then Gintaro shows up, and he goes Forze and uses the Torah switch, and apparently has some O's references that I didn't get other than it being the Torah clause. And then the Zodiac runs off at some point, and the Kamen Rider Club investigates. JK and Ryusei go find Kenneth Park, class of 2004, while Gintaro see if... Nanami. Gintaro and Yuki see if Nanami is the possible Zodiart. And then Shun later tricks the Zodiart into coming out, and he starts screaming into poor Potochokin. I'm not a phone, god damn it. You wonder why I kill everyone's guitars. And then once the Zodiart appears, this is going to be the soundtrack of the rest of the spring. Meteor and Forze, you know, transform it up, and there's some epic fire Koichi Fu and stuff. And then Forze gets the drop on the Zodiart. He's like, you wouldn't hit the teacher, would you? And then he gets, like, pwned in the face. And then it ends. So this wasn't a bad episode. I'm definitely hoping that new teacher, Nanami, invisible chick, isn't a Zodiart or doesn't become one. Just because I feel like it's too predictable. I'm also tired of the plot of, oh, this guy's got the same body language, so it must be the Zodiart. Next episode, not.
Yeah. Like,
I just think it's they've done that enough once or twice, yeah, but no.
I like the, you know, I like how Gintaro has like pompadour sense and his hair was all electrified. That was freaky.
Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird moment.
I
was a little.
And then I liked watching the claw and board switches used together, and the whole thing. I mean, that was just epic Koichi action.
Badass fight scene.
And what was the other thing? I love how you can clearly tell that Pegasus is just a repainted unicorn suit.
And he goes, another horse?
Yeah.
Horse!
They just took off the horn and gave it wings, and we're like, look, it's new! Like, yeah, okay, whatever.
What? Got a new stance, shut up.
And then Virgo came out and was fighting. Oh, shit.
And I was just gonna say,
like, I also like how they were like, where's Ryusei?
I don't know. He every time there's a battle, he just runs away.
You notice that too?
Yeah.
And then Meteor shows up right after. That's unrelated. Probably has irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, Billy keeps running off, and then Gold Ranger shows up, but it's probably unrelated.
And then there's that thing with Skull maybe being in, or Tommy's brother.
Completely
unrelated. Nope, it's Jason. Nope, it's an alien, and then it's Jason.
That's what Meteor really is.
Meteor's going to be Austin St. John.
Meteor's actually a VR trooper, or he's supposed to be, and then no. That was too involved.
Good times. But yeah, I really liked the episode, like, mostly because Nao was in it, and that makes me happy inside.
I know, right?
But,
and by inside, he means penis.
But I mean, I agree with Dawson, like, I just hope she doesn't become a Zodiard if she isn't one. Just because, I mean, that is so predictable, and I think with her personality, she's the type that could end up helping them.
Yeah, which would be nice.
Yeah. She could be their club sponsor.
Yeah.
Like our faculty sponsor. That'd be fun. She keep her underwear at the counter club and Gintaro can smell it. Oh, I'm sorry. What? Was that?
That was your dream last night, sorry.
Did I cross the line? I'm sorry.
We crossed the line when we started. I was going to say that when like they first mentioned at the beginning when Tachibana was talking to that guy about how there was a Zodiard they didn't know about, like I was kind of interested. I was like, oh, maybe there's like another faction or something, or just a rogue Zodiard, like making more of them. And I was disappointed to learn that he just dropped it. Like I thought that could have been interesting.
I thought it was like Virgo is rogue or something. Yeah, I just thought in general Virgo just like, you know what, fuck you Libra, you're not getting the job done. I'm gonna take a switch and give it to somebody.
Yeah, I
and then it's like, nope, I dropped it.
Brilliant writing.
Brilliant.
Douchebag.
Top notch writing staff.
Top notch dick fucking staff.
Oh god. And once again, Burger Meal and Whole Wankoff are the most useful.
Whole Wankoff was so adorable.
He was like, you don't need to scrape me.
Did you see my wiener in action in the show? It's awesome.
Ask me about my wiener. Hey, you get back here. Ask me about my wiener. Rest in peace, Fat Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Now we have skinny Jonah Hill.
Brian's playing with toys, I'm telling.
No.
It's circle time.
Circle time?
I don't know. I thought it sounded funny. Okay, so it is time for Retrospective Random Rambles, the last installment of Dragon Ball Z. That was supposed to be Fate crying. That was Boo's Fate crying. He just sounds happy when he cries. No? All right. Okay. So, first of all, I just want to start off by saying I'm withdrawing my nomination for Gigazord for the spokesperson for Weight Watchers and nominating Majin Boo. He went from a fat pink blob to a skinny Indian child. Take that, Jennifer Hudson. Anyway, spoilers. Do we even need to do the rest of the summary? That pretty much sums it up. The Boo saga, how crazy it is. Anyway. Okay. So we pick up, like, I think 7 years after the end of Cell Saga, and Gohan's in high school, and he accidentally turns Super Saiyan, and by accidentally meaning on purpose, and stops a robbery, and he's like, I should hide my identity. So he becomes the great Saiya Man. Get it? Saiya? Yeah.
I got it.
Meanwhile, Goku fights a Namekian up on Otherworld in the tournament who's really strong and somehow has weird lips. And doesn't
he's not a Namekian.
Isn't he? He's a Namekian.
Oh.
No.
He uses the Namekian-style cards in the card game.
He's not...
Sorry. Right, come back. Like we're in an argument.
Sorry.
Well, I thought he was Namekian because of the card game. Now my entire life has been a delusion. I don't think I can go on anymore. My whole life was based around believing he was Namekian.
Nope.
Oh, sucks for your life.
Okay,
how can he be Namekian if he's part of one of the other Kai's people? But yeah.
He's green. That. All green people are Namekian. Have you seen any other green people? Nope. Anyway.
The Martian Manhunter.
He's a Namekian. No one knew it, though. He pretends he's from Mars. But anyway. Okay, so this is going to have to go fast. So, Goku. Gohan's eventually discovered by Videl that he's Great Saiyan Man, and she blackmails him and turns into a butch lesbian. And they find out Goku's coming back for one day, so they all start training for the martial arts tournament, including Gohan. And Goku comes down, he's all like, hey, and they hug and eat and stuff. And in the tournament, they discover there's some shady characters there. and they're trying to absorb energy and take it back to this wizard Babidi. So of course they all follow him, and they all have to fight his warriors. And Vegeta like pwns Pui Pui, and everyone's like doing rock paper scissors and stuff. And Vegeta lets himself be taken over by evil, and he goes Majin Vegeta, and then him and Goku fight, and Goku, damn it, too many ghosts, just like Sentai. Gohan gets pwned by Majin Buu after he's reawakened using the energy, and then Goku's like, Vegeta, let's team up and stop him. And Vegeta's like, okay. And then he punches him in the back. And then Vegeta goes, and he sacrifices himself to destroy Buu, except it was all in vain, just like the next 8 attempts. Spoiler alert. And Goku decides the only hope for Earth now is for Goten and Trunks to learn the fusion technique, so he starts training them in that. At some point, Trunks has to go get the Dragon Radar, was it? I don't remember what he was going to get something. And Goku had to distract Majin Buu, and he does so by screaming for a full episode. This is only pleasant in the English version. Thank you. And he goes Super Saiyan 3, and then he de-untransforms and says bye, and then Gotenks, and then he shows Goten and Trunks and says goodbye. Piccolo is to resume Gotenks' training, but things go wrong on the Majin Buu side as Majin Buu befriends Hercule, decides to give up his evil ways, but after his puppy is shot, he spurts out the evil of himself that is a gray anorexic being, and then that turns him into chocolate, eats him, and that's how it becomes Super Buu. I'm just going to let that digest for a second.
How to digest?
Poor Buu.
Boo, hungry!
And this Buu is not interested in any games, so he decides to kill everyone on Earth so he can fight Gotenks. So they're going to fight him in the hyperbolic time chamber, so if all else fails, they can just blow up the door. And thankfully, Gotenks is an idiot and boasts so much that Piccolo stupidly blows up the door. But don't worry, you can just scream real loud and get out. So Super Buu and Gotenks fight outside, but then Gotenks' fusion runs out. But luckily, Gohan, who everyone thought was dead, has been training up with the Elder Kai to get his unlocked potential, and he arrives like a badass, and could probably easily defeat Buu, but the breathing and boasting goes on so long that Buu absorbs Gotenks, and then pwns Gohan, and then absorbs Gohan when Goku arrives back on Earth after he got his life back from Elder Kai. And then Vegeta arrives, and they decide the only way to fight him now is to fuse with Vitora earrings. So they fuse into Vegito, and Vegito could have easily defeated him at this point, but instead he allows himself to be absorbed into Buu's body to get everyone back. And at that point, Goku and Vegeta separate. They release all of the absorptions, including Fat Buu, revealing that Buu was originally just this crazy-ass kid thing, and he absorbed so many things that he eventually became Fat Buu. The main one being that, like, happy Elder Kai guy that's basically Buu with elf ears and hair. And, then Kid Buu goes crazy and blows up the Earth, and Goku's like, you know what? I think I'm going to take Hercule instead of my sons. And that's what happens, and Earth's blown up, and they're on the Elder Kai planet. And Kid Buu eventually shows up there. Goku fights Kid Buu, but then taps out because he wants Vegeta to get a chance, and he's like, well, I could have beaten him. I just wanted to give you a shot. And then we all facepalm, and then Hercule helps Goku gain the energy for the Spirit Bomb, and he blows Kid Buu up, and then wishes one day that he can come back as a good person. Bam! Years later, he comes back as an Indian child, and they meet at the martial arts tournament, and they fly off to live happily ever after and train so Oob can be the next Guardian of Earth. So yeah, I think it was clearly the most well-written story in the Dragon Ball history. Absolutely. They plotted out every detail. This is usually where I say, Brian, do you want to take away the story, but do you want to breathe, or?
I would much prefer to breathe than talk about this shit.
Okay, so on to Twitter, no, I'm kidding. this story was pretty much a mess. I'm going to say kind of a mess. It was a mess.
I had a hard time following it. I didn't know what was happening. I felt like Masahiro Inoue reading the script for Superhero Taisen just going... What the fuck? What is this shit?
Toriyama wrote it and he still didn't understand it. Like, the fuck did I just write? It was like when Elsa gave that dude that pen.
Yeah.
Just wrote all night and then woke up and it was there.
Like, kind of what Aerosol said. Okay. With just that you could. you could tell it was dying.
Yeah.
Like, this was his last hurrah. Like, it was just such a mess.
Like Ryan right now.
I like yes. The way a lot of people describe it is like a fan fiction.
Sort of.
Because, like, the fusions in particular. Like, I like the characters that come out of the fusions because I like Gotenks and Vegito, but it is a very fan fiction-y concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, John asked us, was it mentioned at all before fusing? Outside of the Namekians?
No, not that I remember.
Okay, that's what I thought too. I wasn't sure though.
I mean, the first time it was mentioned, Goku learned it when he was in Otherworld, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he learned it from somebody in Otherworld.
So, yeah. It was just the Namekians. That's probably where the basis idea came from. I mean, yeah.
And then they brought in all these different random Kais. Like, oh, we got King Kai. But then that wasn't good enough, so they had to throw in, like, three more directional Kais. Like, oh, well, King Kai's actually just North Kai, but he wants to be cool and call himself King. And, and then we got three more Kais. And then above them is, we have Supreme Kai. But then even he's not awesome enough, because then we have, like, Grand Kai, whatever the hell his name is.
Well, wasn't he the former Supreme Kai, but then he fused with the witch, and he was like, oh, blimey.
No. I'm talking, like, the one that was supposed to train Goku at the end of the
bearded dude?
Yes. Like,
okay.
Wasn't he filler?
Or, like, Grand Kai, whatever the hell his name was. Like, it was, like, the four Kais, and then it was, like, Grand Kai, who was above them. Did he exist in the
manga? I think Grand Kai was filler.
Yeah. I don't think he existed in the manga. I mean,
And then randomly, then it was like, oh, well, Grand Kai, he's cool and all, but then we have Supreme Kai. Like, what?
And then we have Gigazord Kai. And then
this Kibito guy, and then they can combine into Kibito Kai.
And then Kibito disappears forever. His personality wasn't in that at all.
I know. And then they're like, oh, well, Luke, we need you to get this sword. And they're like, lols, he can't do it. Oh, but he fucking did. Like, and then it's like they, okay, chain him with the sword. Oh, wait, the sword broke. Oh, no, the sword is really just Elder Kai. Like, what? My head exploded. Like, oh, good, he's got a cool weapon. He's going to use a weapon now. And then sword breaks on a rock. Like, uh-oh. Oops. And out comes Elder Kai, who's basically just, if Grand Kai were to fuse with Master Roshi.
Yep.
Like, I was like, oh, God, what is happening? He's dancing around for, like, 4 hours and wanting to spank it to Bulma or something? I don't...
Yeah, in the manga, it was only the four Kais and then Supreme Kai.
Like,
This definitely had the
only
most...
only North Kai and South Kai were ever seen in the manga, but they're supposedly all existed.
Well, either way, it was very frightening and strange, and all the different Boos, and then Mr. Satan just, like, taking center stage, and Gohan being in love with a lesbian. I mean, Mr. Satan is hilarious, but because that's just his personality.
Well, just like, I think it's funny that, like, everyone thought he was saving the world again. It's like, yeah. Poor Goku and everyone.
Yeah.
It definitely had the most fights against the villain. Like, and the most... like,
because he never fucking died.
Because they kept setting up a potential good end game. Like, Gotenks could have beat him. Gohan could have beat Boo before he absorbed Gotenks. Goku could have beat Boo the whole time. And he just kept passing the chance up. I wanted to give Goten and Trunks a chance to get the... Why'd you punch me, Piccolo? Because you're stupid. Couldn't you have just taken care of it?
And then they turned, like, Piccolo and Krillin into stone statues for a while because there was a Deborah jackass and the little creepy little Bobbity character and Spopovich. I don't know what the hell. I'm just, like, saying Spopovich.
And Yamu.
Yeah. Like, he was randomly showing up, like Spopovich. Like, he's just... I had no idea what was happening. I was confused and scared.
Where was Bumblebee in all this? I don't know.
What was I going to
But yeah, I.
Good thing.
I mean,
like, the Cell Saga had so much focus on Gohan and everything, but this saga just had no focus anywhere.
Yeah, it didn't really focus on any characters.
It was like, oh, it's Vegeta, and oh, no, but it's Goku again, and now it's the kids, and now it's Boo, and now...
And then that Saiyaman thing was just... That was just dumb.
A lot of that was filler, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely went on as long in the manga.
I love how the, like, everyone... He's just like, isn't my new costume cool? And everyone's like...
No.
What? Yeah. That's like laughing when he turns around. What's the matter, guys? I don't understand. You're looking like a dork.
Like it kind of... Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's just so dumb. Like,
I was going to say that it bothered me that they were like, Gohan is now the strongest being on Earth. No, he's not anymore. He was studying, and then he lost his muscles.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. And then Vegeta's all like, I have a family now. But I'm really just a pissed off douchebag still, and then I just kill
everyone. Vegeta was bipolar in this saga.
Yeah.
He really was.
Well, like, it was so... Such weird writing, because Vegeta
kinda just
like,
slipped into characters.
Like, I took this character, thanks, Brian, for putting that word in my head. Anyway, I took this power so I could finally fight Kakarot, and he's like, I just did it so I could beat Boo. Yeah, let's go with that. I allowed him to do it. Yeah. I can stop anytime I want, okay?
He's like an addict. I had no idea what was happening with anything ever.
Vegeta's final death moment was pretty badass, though.
Yeah.
It's too bad that didn't wipe out Boo.
Like, it was just kind of frustrating because you spent all this time, I think Aerosol said this, like, watching Vegeta be not as much of an asshole. And then he's like, oh, I'm an asshole, kills half the crowd.
Yeah.
But at least he was sort of under the influence of evil. He brought out his evilness. Shut up. He was mad because Bulma cut her hair too, and now she looked like a lesbian. what was I gonna say? I think it was John that said, I do agree that I feel like even though everyone can come back and stuff like that, I feel like Boo did feel like a great threat. Like, he felt like the most difficult to defeat because he could just regenerate like that, like, more so than the others could.
Yeah.
Like, I know Cell could survive, but, like, just the way Boo was built, like, when you punched him, he hardly even showed damage. Like, the most damage he showed was just, like, dirt. And that just, like, kind of... It just seemed like such a challenge.
Ooh, you tickle, Boo! Like, that's just so creepy. There's all this whole build-up, and then this giant little thing of... capsule thing holding Majin Buu and they release him.
That's so Dragon like Ball, though.
And then he's like this little fat kid as like dancing around like eating everything, and I was like, what? It was kind of like Vegeta's reaction. This is the great Majin Buu? I'm like,
yep.
I guess. Oh.
No. It's not a Namekian. That's so good. Let's see, what else can we talk about?
Continue on with the characters.
Guess we
shut
can.
Up,
I
Brian.
Guess. You know what? Don't boss me around. So Goku is Goku. No. Goku is.
And Shuichi-kun is Shuichi-kun.
Yes, and Daichan is Daichan. Look how that worked out. He murdered the restaurant. See what happens? I know people get mad they brought Goku back, but personally I liked it just because Goku's my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like as messy as it was, I'm glad Goku was sort of the one to, like, deliver the final blow to Kid Buu and then just be the final hero in the end, because the story was originally about him. And out of all the endings, I do like this one for Goku just because, you know, he didn't have to die or merge with a dragon or something like that at the end of GT. I don't know what's going on there. That's for later. I don't know what's happening.
Well, I liked that, like, Goku came back just simply because it was like, oh, look, they can be a happy family now for the next 2 years until he runs away again.
Yeah, he spends, like, 5,000 years training a little Indian boy.
Yeah.
And then it's all for nothing. Anyway, spoilers. What was I guess? I do... oh, my God. Give me a paper cut. Like I said in the summary, I do think it was really dumb some of the decisions Goku was given, like the fact that he could have beaten Boo when he went Super Saiyan 3, and he didn't because he wanted Goten and Trunks to take over. Clearly, Gohan dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And then how he said he could have beaten Kid Boo, but he wanted Vegeta to get a chance to fight.
That's Goku.
But, there's something else. Oh, and like I said in our private discussions, I feel like the only Super Saiyan 3 fan, like, I feel like the eyebrows were kind of a bad decision, and it probably could have benefited from it, but I still think it was cool, which I largely think, or largely comes from thinking that scene was kind of badass. Especially with the Falconer music.
Yeah, we'll talk about that cub transformations, huh?
You know what? No!
Okay. I liked the whole thing when they were just going to go through Bobbity's little spaceship and they were playing rock, paper, scissors to decide who was going to fight and when. And then, like, what was it? Goku
He fought
Goku was first?
I know, he was second. Vegeta fought Popovich, Pui Pui, and then Goku fought like Yarrobi face or something. It was like a giant lanky thing.
Yakon,
yeah, that's it. Yarrobe. Just took Yarrobi's name and removed some letters. Then it was Gohan versus Deborah.
Like, that was funny.
Kakarot, your son is pathetic. Look, he's got love handles. Shut up.
Shut up.
No, he's the Namekian. Shut up, Vegeta.
Yep.
Let's see. Vegeta, I did feel like we talked about with that sacrifice, did have strong character again. I think he always has good moments in all the sagas.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really great moment for him. And I also liked at the end when he admitted that Goku was the best.
He finally stuck it to his little head.
Yeah, I thought that was nice.
Yeah, it was big for him considering his giant ego pride.
And I like how he's like, "You're better than me, Kakarot. You are the best." Cut to Goku biting Boo's head. Goku. But that was a good moment.
Yeah, it was.
And when he hugged his son and then punched him. And then punched him. Oh,
yeah.
Pretending it was a mini Goku, probably.
Your hair's identical, Op!
I guess a good place to talk about it, sort of. I said already, I liked Vegito, because it's like in between two characters. I thought he was fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He was pretty badass.
He could have defeated him in that locker.
Yeah, I wish. That one must have been a win. It would have been another situation perfect for defeating him, because it would have been Goku and Vegeta defeating him at the same time.
Yeah.
And I like that he could have defeated him as a coffee flavored candy.
It's like a little bullet.
The magic bullet. That's the real magic bullet.
Heck yeah.
It's a blender. Stop. You're just embarrassing yourself in commercials.
Balls.
Bullcats.com. So who's next?
I don't know who is next.
I guess we can go for Gohan. Ryan, you want to start off saying something?
Stupid of this.
I feel like he was all over the place.
I was just really, really bitter.
Because he wasn't the hero of all justice?
Yeah. Like, not even that, they just made him into a pussy.
Well, he kind of always was. Do you remember the beginning of the saga?
You remember the Cell saga?
Well, yeah, but he was still like, I don't like fighting. And he had to get really mad and bring out that, like, transformation state. That was something that
we just had to have an old guy dance around him for a while.
Yeah.
This is something I forgot to bring up, is they dropped that whole, like, you need a... Well, I mean, I guess not that, but you need, like, an epiphany of anger to transform, and then when you're in Super Saiyan, you're kind of in this more cold state.
Because
Goku and Gohan were both like that when they transformed into 1 and 2. And they kind of forgot about that, because Goten's like, and Trunks is, like, hopping or something.
It's like they were already full-powered Super Saiyans.
Yeah. Well, I guess I remember reading a theory about how Goten and Trunks were able to go Super Saiyan so easy because when they were conceived, they were Super Saiyan.
Oh.
That's, I don't know. That's creepy. And
that's for private.
It makes sense.
And Goku was probably doing his full Super Saiyan training, so he gave it even extra. It was Super Saiyan sperm. It was like sperm with hair.
Oh, God. Oh, damn it.
Oh my god.
But back to Gohan quick, like I said, he was all over the place. Like I mentioned last time, I thought it was weird the way last Cell Saga they emphasized that he didn't like fighting, but then he was all excited for the tournament and he was like doing rock, paper, scissors because he wanted to fight first.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what?
I think he forgot how fun fighting was.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, fighting is fun.
I like to fight. I like to break people's teeth on the side of the ring. And, like, that whole unlock potential thing was kind of stupid, but it made sense for the story in the sense that Gohan always had that potential and he'd be able to access it, and then presented yet another perfect opportunity for Goku to beat Buu in Goku's, like, gi and take over the new Goku, basically, because he looked perfect for the part.
Yeah.
He was ultimate Gohan. Then he got killed.
It just bothered me because Gohan's had his potential locked, like, 5,000 times.
That's what I don't understand. How he can... How he can just
stop locking it up, asshole?
They keep using a fucking suppression device.
Stop playing the PSP.
That's what happened. Played Little Big Planet, can't flash anymore.
Every couple of days, he keeps getting his power unlocked, and then, like, it gets reset. Like, he goes to a new region, it resets to level 5, and he has to start over. He gets beat by a Snivy.
Pretty good start. And then in the end, he became a bookworm like he was always supposed to be. And he lost the one bang he had.
He became a bookworm like his mommy wanted.
Which I thought was kind of... It made sense, but I was kind of not happy with that.
Because he was never supposed to have that life.
Yeah, he shouldn't have never gotten the girl or been a spy. The whole point was that, like, Chuck never gets anything, and life sucks. You don't get it. You can just see the character progression by his hair. Animal shapes, tiny version of itself. That just screams manliness. We're getting off topic. Wait, that's pretty much Gohan's hair anyway.
Yeah.
It used to be animal shapes. Actually, all Gohan's hair is Yamcha.
Gohan's hair actually used to be an animal.
Oh, that's great. Words taste like peaches. That's a good quote of the day for one day sometime. Anyway, I think that's about good for Gohan. I think we should feel like we should just talk about Goten and Trunks as a set. They're clearly the best characters ever born.
They pretty much are a set.
Why is Trunks such a bitch in this one? Future Trunks was so cool. This is peacetime Trunks. He's spoiled.
And he's like 6. And
it's 8.
Whatever.
He didn't grow up in a time where he couldn't go get bread without seeing someone being murdered by the androids. Speaking of, where was Majin Buu during the androids? Just saying.
He was in his little pod.
And this whole time, like, it's so funny that this whole time during all these other super powerful villains, Buu's just been in his pod 10 times stronger than any of them. Frieza's now pathetic. In that filler saga, PyCon just flicked Frieza and Cell out of the way. Really shows that you how ridiculous the power scales have gotten. Anyway, I think Goten should have stopped smoking. And Trunks, they should have stopped smoking. They were hanging out with Cody too much. And Gabumon was, like, supplying all 3 of them. And they just got to hang.
I mean, that... I don't know what the hell that whole thing. Like, we're going to go train... I don't know where that came from. Let's go train in the hyperbolic time chamber. Okay, then we're going to trap him in there. Wait, what?
And they couldn't escape or something? That was stupid. But I like Gotenks. I thought Gotenks was fun.
I like his attacks. I mean, he's kind of a douche. He didn't think the stupidest attacks. They were funny.
Galactic, like, Super Donut, Super Ghost Kamikaze attack.
Like, he just shot his sperm at you. I think that's what it was.
Oh, God.
That's what it looked like to me. Oh, ghost sperm.
It's kind of sad, though, like, if the series would have continued, even though Goten was kind of bland here, he could have been another good candidate to be the new Goku, given the fact that, you know, he looks like him.
Probably better than Gohan.
And they gave him weird animal-shaped hair in the finale, and he's just like, I just want to date girls. Are you Drake? Oh my God, Goten and Trunks are the Dragon Ball version of Drake and Josh.
They kind of are.
That's great. Where's Helen? Duff can't take a punch! Let's see. Everyone else pretty much got shoved away. Like, Piccolo just basically became a nanny. He's always carrying Goten and Trunks around. Which was kind of sad. Because I felt they still could have made him strong enough to at least fight Majin Buu, maybe.
Yes, because he's fucking Piccolo.
Well, and he had the most potential. Like, Krillin and everyone else, I understand. Because they're just humans, and they can't possibly keep up with this.
And they're dorks. Like, Krillin was a little bitch. He kept whining about, do we have to go? I don't want to go, Goku. I don't want to go fight the bad guys. They're strong and scary.
But look, once you have the hair...
I have a wife and a kid now. I can't be doing this shit.
My wife's a murderer. You know what happens if I stay out late?
God forbid she find out I named our daughter
after my ex.
She rips off one of my fingernails.
How weird is that? That Krillin married Android 18, and then they had a daughter that had Krillin's face when she was a baby, and then all of a sudden it morphed into Android 18's face when she grew up. That doesn't happen.
And he named it after his whore ex.
Yeah.
Brian, if I do that, I want you to personally slap me in the face.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I don't even remember her name, and then I remember the Bed Intruder song, and I remembered it.
Well,
you'll get it later. It was funny, okay?
I get it.
I don't got it.
I got it.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up.
But yeah, at least Krillin was there a little more. Yamcha kind of ran around in yellow leather for the whole rest of it. He was a wimp. He quit fighting. I'm glad Tien and Chiaotzu were just by the waterfall. They just moved there permanently.
Look, they were off playing around doing naughty things to each other with that third eye.
Honestly, I feel like Chiaotzu should have been the one that beat Boo.
Yeah, he should have just sacrificed himself, and this time it worked. That's probably...
Makes sense to me.
Case closed.
Yeah. Chiaotzu, you self-destruct. I hate it when they do that.
Chiaotzu, you stop a little bitch.
Remember when Tien tried to distract Boo for Gohan, and then he got kicked and almost died? That was funny. Tien, what's your power level, like 4 now? Boo's like 500 million?
It's just funny because Tien was so strong in Dragon Ball. Like, he was Goku's equal, and then he just got progressively stupider.
Yeah, I think that's funny just that Goku was, like, equal with Tien and all them, and then if Kid Goku from back then was to fight Goten, Goten would, like, destroy him. Goten could flick Goku, like, into the moon. It'd be ridiculous. Like, why was Goku born so weak and Goten and Gohan born so strong? Well, I guess they're half, but still. But Goku's represented as the strongest being now.
It's just because they're broken.
Yeah, they broke the logic. This is the reason why Fize had to come with so many accessories, because Dragon Ball almost broke the entire time-space continuum.
This happens. This is real facts. Real facts right here in RRR.
It is a truth fact. I guess that's pretty much it for hero characters, isn't it?
Anything else
anyone want to bring up?
There's a snake in my boot.
Okay. Villains. Bobbity was annoying, looked like a midget, had a balding problem.
I'm gonna restore Majin Buu!
I'm gonna kick you in the balls, bitch. How's that?
And anybody have anything else to say about Bobbity? Or Bibbity?
I thought it was funny when Boo killed him.
Yeah, well.
Didn't he just strangle him until he exploded? I strangled him, and then he exploded.
Yeah. He did him something. That was pretty funny, huh? Like, oh, good, he's dead. Good, I'm starting to hear a little cackle.
Yeah. As for Boo, like I said before, it was so Dragon Ball of them to have that type of, like, oh, this is the strongest villain ever, and then it turns out to be a fat dude.
And I thought, make him our friend.
Well, I thought Kid Boo was funny, and I feel like they made him too lovable. How could they not, like, purify him? I talked about the reoccurring theme of always recruiting a villain to the good side. This time, they took the main villain, split him in two, recruited both of them.
That's true. Oh my god.
I'm so confused. Like, how did. Like, my help!
I just like, find that so funny.
I'm trying to think about how. Because Fat Boo expelled his evil, and how does him becoming one with himself again turn him skinny? And the Super Boo, how does Super Boo work? How do you absorb yourself?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why, like, when... So he expels all of his evil, and then he turns into a pink fat one and a gray skinny anorexic one.
Yeah, that was just evilness.
The evil one gets angry, turns the fat one into chocolate, and eats him, and then all of a sudden he turns into Super Boo.
Yeah.
So now he's Super Boo. He's like, oh, I'm big and raw. And so...
I don't have a nose.
Goku and Vegeta... That's like me right now. Goku and Vegeta go inside, and they cut off the pod with Fat Boo in it. And so they let Fat Boo escape. Wouldn't he turn into anorexic Boo again?
Exactly. Like, that's why I started thinking about it.
I think Aerosol brought that up, and I just started thinking about it. Like,
I feel my brain literally twisting. I'm like,
Like, why does he turn into the quote-unquote original Boo? Because, I mean, he turned into Fat Boo when Boo absorbed the, one of those, Supreme Kai, Grand Kai, whatever the fuck Kai it was.
that was all fat and stuff, and he became childlike.
So where was his pod? And where was the pod of that Roid Rage Kai that he absorbed when he became Roid Rage Boo? Where were their pods? Did they dissolve after?
Like, in order to get Kid Boo again, Majin Boo would have to... Why did he have a pod anyway? They're both Boo.
I don't know. This is the craziest
thing
I've ever seen.
There should have been the pod with the fat Kai in it. You free the fat Kai, and then he turns into Kid Boo again.
And where was... I'm worried about the Roid Rage, dude. I'm the only one bringing it up. Poor guy's got a family.
I'm not even sure you're talking about.
He absorbed two Kais.
He absorbed the first one, and he became like super... It was like Super Boo, but super muscly.
Okay.
And then he absorbed the fat Kai.
Yeah, because there were four Kais and Supreme Kai, and our Supreme Kai was one of the regular Kais, and then he killed two of the Kais and then absorbed the third Kai, almost killed our Supreme Kai, but then absorbed their Supreme Kai,
and then
my brain exploded.
Fuck my life. Fuck my life moment when you start thinking about the logic of Boo transformations. Yeah, it was pretty stupid. And why, like, I sort of get, like, the delusion of power, but why would removing all these absorptions make you stronger?
Because Ari loses all of his goodness, so fuck that shit. You just want to make him stronger, asshole.
His goodness was restricting his evil power, so he... I don't know.
And, like, Boo, with the exception of, like, Fat Boo having a personality, unlike Frieza and Cell, who had sort of motivations in a character... Boo, like, he had no character because his personality was constantly changing into different people. There's the Fat Boo persona, the Super Boo persona, and the Kid Boo persona, the Gray Boo persona, and then we have the Indian persona. He's like fucking Jessica Buchanan on One Life to Live. Had to insert the reference, and Jeff's like, fuck my life. At least it wasn't about Todd's. Oh, whoops. But... It's like he was never the same person for very long, which kind of made him a difficult villain to, like, I'm going to say relate with, but, like, understand.
Do I understand?
Yeah.
He was basically just all over the place.
Pretty much.
He just kept changing and changing and changing.
Like, the only way to recruit Kid Boo to the good side is to reincarnate him into an Indian child.
Why did Boo become an Indian? I mean...
I don't know. They can't choose where he got reincarnated, because Goku wished that he'd be reincarnated in good person, and King Yama heard him.
Yeah, so, because making him an Indian child is the only way to guarantee that they would name him Oob.
Well, King Yama's kind of borderline Indian colored, so...
Yeah.
Might have been bias.
Probably.
I guess, King Yama's also borderline insane, so...
Like... I like the idea behind Oob, and I love the idea of how he would go off to train Oob to be the next protector of Earth, even though I think that should have gone to, like, one of Goku's sons. And, like, I'll talk about that more next time, but I'm upset how they threw that whole idea away next series.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you can just totally discount that if you choose to. This thing has more endings than Chuck.
Well, you would think he would pick one of his sons, except Chi-Chi's like, no, my sons will not be fighters. They will go to school and be cool guy scientists.
To school. It sounded like a fusion of Dexter and Dee Dee.
They go to school.
It was a little bit of French.
Chi-Chi was a little bitch. Look, I really enjoyed the part where Majin Buu turned her into chocolate and ate her. Or whatever. No, turned her into an egg and smashed her. That's what it was. He turned her into an egg and smashed her. I was like, oh, thank God, finally. I waited the entire series for this. Annoying little bitch.
Dodo.
Well, she was obnoxious, always sitting there, jumping on Goku's case, jumping on Gohan's case. You need to study! Shut up, ho!
Chi-Chi, would you rather the planet explode? Oh, wait, it did. All because you made Gohan study.
Yeah. Would you rather the planet explode? Well, yes, if it means that Gohan won't be studying. What?
Chi-Chi was stupid.
Ryan's doing his taxes while we're doing this. True facts. That awkward moment when you can't tell if Jeff's account was hacked or if he's just really enthusiastic about TurboTax. You know, there for that?
No.
He tweeted something like TurboTax or something. I did my taxes and Dark Blade is like, dude, you got hacked. He's like, no, I was just stoked about my taxes or something. Like, I was like, when I saw that, I'm like, is that real? Like, was that him? It's pretty funny that it was Regal. He was just super excited about his taxes.
No, I'm just excited.
Did this happen in the alternate universe, in Chaos universe, where things are hacked but they're not?
Possibly.
I don't know, I've never seen it.
What happens, Brian?
Yep.
Let's see, what should we talk about now? What's next?
I don't know, we have other people to talk. We talk about Deborah turning homosexual.
And getting a little
tight. He was always a homo.
After he died, he turned. So he became, he was Luna Dope on. He died and turned gay.
Oh, God, that's right. He is Luna.
Like, let's pick flowers and play with the little pig. Like, what are you doing? Stop it.
That was weird.
You're the king of the demons, for God's sake.
Another gaping plot hole is, why do they, like, no one gets to keep their bodies except for really good people and all of the evil people? Like, they all get to keep their bodies down there, and DeBurro's just sitting there amongst all these little spermlets running around. Like, they made such a big deal about Goku getting to keep his body in the Saiyan Saga, and then all the villains get to keep it and watch everything on the fucking viewing globe. Because they got to watch, well, I guess that was punishment, because they got to watch the entirety of GT. And they come back. Oh, fuck, Kevin just fell over. He's like, falls off bed. Kevin, are you asleep? Awake.
I'm awake. Stop it. Let me sleep.
Why is it such a big deal?
I don't know.
We're robots. We don't need sleep. Wait, you're not robots. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Like, oh, Goku, you get to keep your body because you're super awesome, and then everyone else in the show dies. You get to keep your bodies too. Wait, what?
Oh, God. They didn't get a special pep talk by Kami in order to keep their bodies.
Yeah. Fucking retards.
And then Baba kept running around her little crystal ball.
I forgot about Baba. And what about Oolong and Far? They just disappeared. They're like, oh, and they just stopped. Even though they're still better characters.
I'm still trying to figure out how, when he went Super Saiyan 3, he just used up all of his time. He was given a time limit on how long to be there.
Apparently, time equals energy.
Matter equals energy, Brian.
Energy
equals MC squared.
That's what
MC
I said.
MC squared. It'll be an alien.
All right, you need to stop right now, or I will have you murdered.
Cool.
By a small Indian boy.
Oh, God.
Clap, 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 clap.
Clap on. Clap off. The clapper.
Clapper.
That and the Chia Pet commercial are still the same one from, like, 1995.
Yeah.
They really are. Those guys are all dead now. It's awesome.
And the Campbell Soup commercial with the melting snowman. What does this have to do with Dragon Ball?
That
I don't know.
30 now. I don't know.
They need to do it then and now.
In any case, are there any more characters to talk about?
None that are important.
Okay.
Hercule, I became at least sort of a nice guy and understood what all the Dragon Ball people were doing. That's about it.
Yeah.
The Z Fighters.
And he was like, I love my daughter Videl. You gotta protect Videl.
Gotta protect Videl. Can I add a fuck it.
Falbert? Sorry, I just can't get over that. It was so funny. Wait till you listen to it back. You'll laugh. So then what's next? Would concepts be next?
Sure.
Okay. So what did we start with? Fusion? Super Saiyan 3? Other Fusion?
Super Saiyan 3.
Right, you go first. Since
it's stupid.
How dare you? That's it, I'm leaving.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not leaving. No, no. See how it is. I guess it was because of that scene, and like I said before, I think the eyebrows should have been there, but I thought it was cool. Shit, people are sleeping. You shouldn't have done that. Just wake up. What the fuck? Goku break in? Like, I can agree, like, with Aerosol to an extent that it was kind of useless, but at the same time, it kind of made sense to me that they would keep upping a level. It's just like Rioter forms. Or, they just keep getting more, and, like, it's not like, I feel like, you can always get stronger, so I feel like there wouldn't just be a stopping point.
so you can always make the technique better.
Okay,
and
yeah.
That makes sense. The explanation for Super Saiyan 3 was that because he was in other world, he had infinite energy to just gain the form. But how come he got tired when he first trained with them in the Saiyan saga?
Can he just get stronger without getting stupid length of hair?
Well, then what would it look like? They had to make it look different enough.
Not give him a fucking, like, rug for a hair.
Well, look, at least he still had gold hair and was perfectly waxed on the chest. Like next season. Where that transformation made no sense
Super
to the next
Saiyan 4 is not even a fucking Super Saiyan.
Well, technically, Akira Toriyama made a drawing of it and it was approved by him. I don't know. But it was approved by him.
I know. It's still not a fucking Super Saiyan. He turns into a black-haired purple Wookiee.
Anyway, Super Saiyan 3. And then it made Super Saiyan 3 even better. The fact that Gotenks can immediately do it.
Yeah.
But Gotenks was so strong. But why was Gotenks so strong? Goten and Trunks weren't that strong. The power levels are like 2 million or something, and then they come together to form an 8 million. How does that work?
That's some law of squared multiplication. I don't know.
It's like about humans and Saiyans and...
exponentials.
Together
and fusion suits.
Friendship is magic.
Oh, God.
Friendship is friendship.
That did seem kind of ridiculous that, like, I don't know, Gotenks, like, he gets taller. Do the 2 8-year-old and a 7-year-old make a 12-year-old somehow? I don't know. I don't know the rules. But that he would get Super Saiyan 3.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, I watched Goku do it once, so I can do Super Saiyan 3 now. I don't think it works that way.
But at least it made him stronger to fight Boo.
Well, yes, but still, it was kind of
the only reason the kids could turn Super Saiyan 3 is because he wanted the kids to be prevalent characters.
Okay. So that's about Super Saiyan 3. Fusions next.
Fusion. Ha!
The dance is hysterical.
Yeah, it's so Dragon Ball. That's so Dragon Ball.
I just love Piccolo's face when Goku does it the first time. It's like, what?
It's like, can you demonstrate it with me? What? My man! Well, your species. Your species are kind of hermaphrodites, but whatever. It's cool, Piccolo.
It's cool.
And then Goku goes back to Otherworld, and Piccolo's like, oh, Krillin, you have to help me with this now. I know I got a Piccolo. Yes, yes, you do. Because I said so. I'm bigger than you, and I'm green. And you're a pussy. Aww.
Like, it was kind of stupid, but I kind of liked it at the same time. Goten and Trunks were the only one to do it in the series, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was just Gogeta in the movie, and then Gogeta next series.
I just like how, oh, that's why I don't have a receipt. Those were bought for me. Never mind. just like if you fuck up, you're either like a fat guy or like an old guy.
Yeah.
That was fine too. Like,
I was like, oh, we did it wrong.
Did yeah, it? Yeah, fat Gotenks tried to fight Boo, didn't he? Because he got like a black eye. Yeah. I remember right? Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
And then, like, the fusion dance. Like, the whole element of fusion was weird already. The whole element of the earrings just seemed forced. Like much of the saga. Like, that just seems stupid. Like, what? If I take this earring off and give it to someone else, then we fuse forever. It sucks.
I would never. But if you get eaten by Boo, it makes it not work anymore.
Because well, of the gastric juices.
Oh, I like Vegeta. Oh. It's like, we get a fuse, Vegeta. I am not doing that silly dance. Just put on this earring, then.
I also like how Goten and Trunks needed a lot of training, and then when they go Gogeta in the movie and stuff, they just do it.
Yeah.
Whatevs. You've already avoided explanation. Oh, there goes everything.
What the hell was that?
Fire knocked over my box of chocolates. True story.
Wait, who did?
The Mobirus.
Oh, Mobirus.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
I knocked it over, and the Mobirus like fell on top of the chocolates, and they flipped, and they're fine.
The chocolates are okay.
That's good to know.
I feel better now knowing the chocolates are okay.
But back to the earrings. I thought, like I said, I thought it was a forced concept, but I still like the Vegito came out of it, and I liked the idea of them fusing the clothes. Sounds kind of gay when I say it like that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of a unique idea. Instead of getting, like, a special fusion, like, actual outfit, they fuse Goku and Vegeta's outfits.
I fuse Goku and Vegeta in my mind, but in a different way. Usually one's on top of the other. Oh, that's something different.
God. And, like, how inconsistent, like, because, like, Kabuto Kai, he completely erased Kabuto. And
Kabuto, he's like gone.
I know, like it was a fusion, and then that old witch lady really doesn't. Other than look wise, she's gone too. Did she make him a pervert? Was she a lesbian?
Possibly. It's not been described.
All kinds of lesbians.
Lesbians are okay. Because Brian is one.
Yep. Haircuts don't lie. Was there any other concepts to talk about this season?
Not really.
Everyone else got Super Saiyan 2. I mean, Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I liked Goku's little explanation to Babidi and Majin Buu when he went through his difference when he did Super Saiyan 3 the first time, and he was like, this is Super Saiyan.
It's like a crash course.
Super Saiyan 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And he just keeps yelling.
Time.
Then he yells.
And
some...
this. 10 minutes later.
And this.
Wait for this. It's going to be Legend. Dairy.
He'll wait for it. Keep waiting for it.
No. 2 minutes before the episode ends. Dairy. On the next Dragon Ball.
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z, the same shit happens again.
The Saiyans arrive sooner than expected. Next episode of Dragon Ball Z, Majin Buu blows up the earth, only leaving these three people. I need to watch anymore? These titles. Why are the titles in Japan so ridiculously long?
Because they need to be descriptive.
Well, they are descriptive. They tell us the whole summary of the episode.
So that the people watching know what to expect.
What to expect when you're expecting?
Lots of pain.
Okay. So what's next? Unless there's anything else you guys want to bring up about that.
No.
That's your review?
Yeah.
That's my review.
I just want to talk about music briefly, just saying that this is the last of Dragon Ball Z.
There was a lot of cool tracks in this.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite in terms of music. Just like that one where Goku transforms into Super Saiyan 3. I think the song is just called Super Saiyan 3 Goku or something.
Probably.
And it was pretty badass.
Kevin, what are you doing?
Rubbing the microphone softly and gently.
Okay. I like both the tracks, but I think I just overall prefer Falconer's music just because it's more badass.
Yeah.
I like the theme song. That was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, we talked a lot about it in the very first episode, so we kind of talked it to death, but I just wanted to just mention that. And there's a lot of debate over the tracks, but I feel like it was a good decision to change it here because, like, even though I think that the old track sounds good, like, it just wouldn't have worked here. Because it makes it sound older than it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, it is old. It's perfectly old, but, it, like, it would show its age, basically. And you got the Kai track. I don't know what's going on there.
That's all new Japanese music.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird, and I don't like it. It's all over the place.
It shows its age quite a bit when you see those people dressed in 80s clothes. And the boxy 80s cars in the streets.
Well, yeah. But then you see a dinosaur walking across the landscape, and you're like, this is a weird world anyway.
This is true.
Maybe it's Canada. The 80s didn't come to Canada until the 90s.
It's Canada, Barry. Oh. We're going to do some hockey, and then we're going to do some curling, and then we're going to go have some fun later. That's what it's all about up here in Canada.
Now we got that out of our systems. Should we do the final thoughts?
Yep.
All right, Brian, you can go first. Get okay. a breath.
No. Like, it's enjoyable to watch, but it's still just not that great for the overall experience.
Especially if you think, oh, this is like Skyward Sword. what was I gonna say? It makes it even worse when you think about it.
Yeah, because like John said, when he was watching it when he was little, when he was little, younger, I don't know.
Little John, just like,
little John watching soap operas. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I remember watching it like on VHS because I was buying the VHS tapes because
yeah. I know what those that. Are.
Before they would ever air on TV.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
And so, like, I remember watching it, and I was all excited, and it was like, oh, this is mind-blowing. But then you look back at it now, it's just such a mess.
Yeah.
That it just doesn't have as much of an impact as, like, the Frieza and Cell sagas do. And, I mean, the way it ended, I was okay with the ending, just because Goku got to live and not die for once, and...
I don't feel they needed Goku to die. I feel like that's too much of an overdone thing with the main hero dying.
Like, it was okay with Goku dead at the end of the Cell Saga, but to end another saga with him dead just... No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't really necessary to me.
I also felt like him dying in the Cell Saga was kind of... Well, I mean, other than Gohan's, like, heroes thing, that felt kind of, like, excessive after they thinking he was dead in Frieza Saga. Or he would have been dead if the series would have ended there.
Yeah.
And, like, if he would have died at the end of Frieza Saga, it would have made sense, because he just couldn't have escaped. But basically what he did in Cell Saga was suicide. That's not nice to show the kiddies.
But suicide's yeah, like, fun.
I'm not affiliated. I work for Dagger Insurance, which is a subsidiary of RRR, so I still work here.
Yay. You still get sued.
But, yeah, Brian pretty much summed it up perfectly. Because I was like the same thing I had, is that I watched VHS's and I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait to get the next tape. It's going to be awesome. So good. Oh my god. And then like I look back, I'm like, the fuck was I smoking?
Can't wait to get the next tape. Oh my god.
Next tape. Oh my god. We've come so far. But yeah.
Ooh, I always come very far.
Other than like not agreeing with the way the few of the characters ended up, like Gohan and Goten, I do like the ending though, with Goku living and going on to like train the potential next Guardian of Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why he has to leave his family. Like, we can go live in my village. Fuck your village. But we can't buy Kamen Rider toys there.
They don't sell those toys in my country. They don't sell them in mine either.
That's why I import. God. Alright, Kevin, your turn.
I still don't understand what happened in the Majin Buu Saga. There's a lot of everything, but like, I mean, different parts of it, you know, there's things in, like, let's see, how can I put it properly, what I want to say. Okay, like, if you take segments of it, then it's entertaining. But if you try to understand the thing as a whole, your brain will explode. Especially if you try to understand the logic of it.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Exploded.
Like, you know, the World Martial Arts Tournament, you know, okay, that's fun. Or the other World Tournament,
I did like there was a lot of tournaments in this saga.
Yeah, yeah, tournaments are always fun.
It's funny to see how far the tournaments came from, like, this more serious thing to now just kind of, like, a sensationalized publicity thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, the individual battles, like, themselves were fun, like, so-and-so versus Majin Buu. It's just that when you started putting it all together and stringing the in-betweens in there, it got kind of... I was like, what? All right, whatever, just keep going. Who's fighting next? Just let me see more battles. This is...
<It's funny.
laughs> Who's fighting? I want to see people fighting. Please stop showing me this in-between thing that's just going to confuse me. We want to kill you. So... But, I mean, yeah, I mean, overall, it was... But the ending was well. So, like as you said, I don't understand why Goku has to run away. Why can't Ub come live with them? But whatever. Yeah. You know, that's
and Goku
fine.
Could
fine.
Go back and visit at night. He can just instant transmission. It's not a long journey. Why were they flying in the first place?
Oh, shut up.
real future of Dragon Ball Z, Goku just gets fat because he instant transmissions everywhere. No need to do anything.
He becomes like the people in WALL-E.
Yeah, exactly. Wally's the true sequel to Dragon Ball. It's actually a true story about the people of Yardrat. That's where he learned it.
Yeah.
Anyway, just confused people. The word Yardrat sounds nasty. It sounds like an organ we don't know about.
Anyway. I like this one quote that John pointed out from Yamcha that says, "What's the matter, Bulma? The worst that could happen is one of us dies, and then we can just wish us back with the Dragon Balls. It's no big deal." Pretty much sums up at this point of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just get the Dragon Balls. If we can't use Earth Dragon Balls, we got Namex. It's all right.
Yeah.
Just coming back to the tournament thing for a second, I also liked how that guy, the announcer dude, was like really sad that the tournament wasn't fun anymore and didn't have like legit fights, and he was all excited to see Goku.
Yeah.
That was fun. And I like, oh wait, no, that wasn't here. That was in the Final Countdown movie or whatever. Oh, yes, no.
I like when they had the junior division and like Trunks and Goten were there, and like those other little kids are like, "Oh, I'm gonna get you, you little tiny kid," and then like he just touches him and like he flies out the ring crying. Yeah. Pissing
that was
himself.
A whole funny segment in the tournament, all that stuff. Like the strength tests. And they're like all lightly tapping it's coming in like a 400 and Vegeta's like, "Stand aside." Just breaks it.
Vegeta's not known for subtlety.
Vegeta, I love you.
I love Vegeta so much.
Stand aside. Breaks it. Oh, that was great.
Punch the machine just like, "What the fuck?"
Did I get in? Did I make it?
Did I make it?
That was fun.
Yes, Vegeta, you made it. And you will get all the bitches.
Kakarot, will I get all the bitches? Yes, Vegeta, you will get all the bitches. I won't, because I don't care about sex. Only fighting. In fact, Chi-Chi raped me Margaret Cochran style to get both of our children. No one knows what I'm talking about at this point.
Nope.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was giving sound out feedback on his Return of the Clones.
Feedback's supposed to be one of the new Ben 10 aliens, so soon that will be funny. Ha! Ultimate feedback.
That's a Kiefer comment.
But I mean, overall, I'm okay with the way it ended, even though it technically doesn't end. But going off the manga and stuff, I was alright with the way it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just Dragon Ball Z as a whole, I still enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun series. It's definitely a check your brain at the door series.
Although, yeah, it did bug me. I mean, one of the problems I had with the whole saga was just that everyone could have killed Boo 16 times over. They just kept saying, "Oh, I was just deferring to you guys."
Yeah, or like, "Oh, stupid Gotenks got himself absorbed, so Gohan couldn't kill him."
Right. Yeah, because the whole thing is like, "Oh, well, I was just deferring to you. I wanted you to get a chance to fight." No, fucking kill him before he kills everyone on the planet. Goddamn. What's wrong with you?
And but it really showed how powerful Goku is, the fact that he was just always stronger than him. And he could have taken him out, but he didn't.
Like, "Oh, I thought you wanted to fight Vegeta, so I just wanted to give you a shower. I wanted to show the kids they can fight too. Or you can just kill them. We can go home, have steak."
And then we could fight. Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Well, now Earth's blown up. You have that on your conscience? Not really. We can just wish it back. Hey, right. And then apparently Purunga spoke English the whole time. We can't do shit.
I don't know how to ask that wish in Namekian. Just do it in English. All right. Wait a minute! Didn't
said
we say
you couldn't.
It had to be in the
I was just dicking with you.
I just wanted to be the guy to do the wishes. That's all.
I knew Frieza was on his way. I thought it'd be funny if he killed you. It didn't happen.
I just wanted to be the one to make the wishes. I thought it'd be fun. Make me feel important about myself.
Switch his wishes and bishes.
I know, right?
Okay, so
story of my life.
That's it for Dragon Ball Z. Next week we cover all of GT in one episode.
Next week is ramble time, but
oh fuck, next RR and RR.
There you go.
That's what I mean. These versions of ourselves only exist in the RR and RR, and there's another version that only exists in ramble time. We had to split ourselves off, just like Majin Buu.
Thankfully, also, we both got to join the good roster.
Yeah, and we didn't turn Indian. So now is it time for
Twitter question of the week.
Nasal edition. sounded about normal.
Okay, so our first question is by Angelic Arson, and he asked, do you consider Godzilla as Toku?
Green? Oh, sorry. I was just answering.
Personally, I do and don't. When you say Toku, I instantly think of, like, Power Rangers, Super Sentai, Kamen Rider, Garo.
I just think of transforming heroes.
All of those kind of things. But Toku as a whole is just special effects. So, like, fucking Smallville is technically Toku. So, in a broad sense, yeah, Godzilla is Toku, but mentally, it's not Toku to me, just because Toku is just kind of like Dawson said, transforming heroes.
What he said. That was my answer.
I know, I was wondering if Kevin was going to say that too.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the cop-out answer and say that's what she said. Then.
Okay. Then he also asks, have you ever been on any other podcasts? And which ones would you like to be a guest in if you could?
Tommy, Jason. Sorry, that's awesome. I just couldn't resist.
Billy.
MNPR is the original. It's the only good one. Sorry.
Ever. Okay. I used to do a podcast that was the Play Nintendo podcast, and then when that site shut down and became the Button Mashers, we were the TBM podcast.
The Butt Mashers?
Yeah.
Butt Mashers?
Heard Butt Mashers, Ryan.
When Kevin said it. Oh, God.
And then that site kind of deteriorated, and then we tried to do Play Nintendo again, except that deteriorated too. But I was a part of that, and I haven't done any other podcasts outside of this one and that one.
I haven't done anything.
For some reason, I feel like I've been in once before. I just can't think of anything right now.
You were just all of a sudden showed up, and then you're special guests in a bunch.
No, I'm just a horrible person. I don't do anything. I'm lazy. I'm only here. I mean, you're lucky I'm here, in fact.
I mean, as for guesting in any, not really. Like, I'm perfectly fine with where I'm at.
For now, until he abandons us. A bigger podcast. It's called The Brian Show.
I mean, there's other things I would like to do, like a big trans fan, I think, mentioned this. I think it was him. Wanting to have some sort of Pokemon podcast to listen to.
That'd be cool.
And so I thought around, like, ideas like that, but outside of, like, actual podcasts that exist right now, I don't really care about being in any of those.
Yeah.
Pompous stamp here.
I agree.
There's nothing. I would just go into the IGN podcast just to rip their hearts out for not getting the core heart of Chuck.
Yeah, I'd join you there.
Douches.
It'd be a holy crusade.
That's all I got.
I guess.
We should tell you that Pokemon podcast is a spinoff from RR and just call it PPP.
Just name it PP Up.
Pokeballs, Pokemon, and people. I don't know. Just too much. Potions, Pokemon, and Pokeballs. I don't know. Now I'm just, my brain's going. Make it stop.
What happened to your naming ability? You suck.
I lost it.
Our next batch of questions is from Fias Daniel. His first question is, do you think Tiger and Bunny would be popular if it was adapted into a Toku show because of the suit designs? I think just the concepts in general would warrant it close to a Toku show, but I mean, it kind of already is an animated Toku show.
That's what it reminds me of, especially Tiger and Bunny's suits.
Plus, the suits are a lot of what makes it popular to begin with.
Yeah.
With their advertisements. I wouldn't really care to see it adapted into Toku.
I wouldn't want to see it just because I like it the way it is. And I think if they try to do a live action Toku version, it just wouldn't be as good.
They just get the cast of Dragon Ball Evolution and they adapt it over here.
Oh, God.
Ugh. We already talked about the the film adaption.
Yeah.
We cast everyone we liked ever and didn't like.
Lou Diamond Phillips as Brock Bison.
Look, I still like the idea of using my other idea of using Mario Lopez and Mark Paul Gosselaar as Wild Tiger and Rock Bison. I think that would be epic. bring in Screech as, like, Barnaby.
Oh, God.
Or he could be Origami Cyclone and be all, like, scared and wimpy. And
that sounds more like Dustin Diamond than...
Yeah.
Anyway.
What is Origami Cyclone sex tape? What's Origami...
Oh, God.
What is your favorite Tiger and Bunny next hero and next civilian and why? I'm just going to kind of flip this up into favorite character from the show that had powers.
Mine's Wild Tiger because I'm a sucker for main characters. And he's awesome.
Mine is Wild Tiger because
Maverick. Oh, sorry. That's your
my he had least a mole? Favorite.
Mole, mole, mole.
Mole, 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 mole.
It was lovely meeting you. Mole.
Sorry. Yeah, I would have to say Wild Tiger just because he's so
awesome.
He's like the, he lives not lives the life, but
he lives the life.
It's just his personality is something I like. So
yeah, I like his hat too.
You can buy that hat for like $100.
It's ridiculous. And I'd look like a douche here wearing it. I'd look like one of those hipsters that goes into the cafe from Two Broke Girls late at night.
You already look like a douche.
Yeah.
Kevin?
I hate all of you because I have to say Wild Tiger as well. Wild Tiger was just, he was, Gotetsu was so awesome. Like,
yeah. He was.
Like, getting into hijinks and all his little misadventures and and then I just loved how he just didn't care about the ratings and the show. He was just like, no, I have to save those people. God, what is wrong with you all?
And I loved the end where no one remembered he was the real Todd Manning. And that was fun.
Yeah.
I also remember the time where Dawson stopped those references. Wait.
Wait. It's like 30 years from now when Kevin finally murders me.
Probably.
Wait, 20 years. Okay.
Okay. Next up is, what is your top 5 secondary riders? Ichijo?
Wait.
Okay, so Gills because Gills. G3 because Hikawa-kun is Hikawa-kun. Birth because Date's abs. Ixa because I love Ixa. And looking at my figure, ask for some assistance.
That's your encyclopedia. Encyclopedia.
That's what I was doing, looking at the figures.
I was going over the shows in my head.
Zeranos because Zeranos.
I love the reasoning.
I don't have a reason besides that.
Is that 5?
I
think that's 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so my, the V1 system? no.
The V1 system because Hojo-san?
Yeah, because he wants to transfer everyone back to Investigation. I had a theory earlier. Narutaki is Hojo, and he just wants to transfer DK back to Investigation. I finally figured that out earlier, just so everyone knows. So this is like in no order other than being kind of in show order. So we got Hikawa. I like Ren. I thought he was badass. He's not in show order. Zeranos, because Zeranos was awesome. I like Ixa, but I like Otoya Ixa. I watched today's Kiva. Nago's a fucking nutcase.
Yeah, he kind of is.
Like, Otoya is like the shit. He's probably my favorite writer in general anyway. And then Date, because Date's abs, and he's cool, and he says Broto-chan. And I want to be his Broto-chan.
I know what that means. That means you want to be gay with him. It is actually kind of a hard question, just simply because a lot of times secondary riders are the cooler ones.
Yeah.
I have to start off with Date's abs because
Date not is Date, just his abs, and then Date's number 2.
I'm gonna have to say Birth and Ixa. I'm gonna go with Ixa just in general, just simply because he had a variety. I liked Ixa, the suit number 1, and then also just the variety of users. And unlike the Fize gears, which were just hoarded by everyone and most of those people sucked, we had Jiro, Otoya.
He used it at one point.
He did.
Yeah, I'm pretending he didn't exist, though. Wait, Jiro and Otoya and Nago and then, like, badass Kengo.
With his like, boots.
Yeah, I don't
girls.
Know.
What,
yeah, like, he just went insane. But,
both so the assholes.
The asshole. the asshole.
He's like, meet the fuck.
And then he has Zeranos. Like, he was just awesome. I mean, I love Zeranos.
I made it sound like you listed him as an Ixa user.
Let's see. I need two more. Well, I didn't see Agito, so that frees me from picking those people. I could say something else that you guys didn't. Let's see. I really want to pick somebody asinine, like no, like Tsurugi.
Kagami.
Just because he's a complete douche, and he's and the whole Kagami thing. Like, no, I'm the best at everything, and he's just not. I'm the best at fighting with a sword, and the sword just breaks. Like,
I stand at the top of this. Who talks like that? Oh yeah, Japanese people.
Like, I stand at the top of being best of friend.
Any random Kabuto writer really would just be a funny choice in here, just because they were all so outlandishly stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Kageyama, Yagaruma, Tsurugi, Drake.
Daisuke.
And then Kagami. I mean, geez, all those people were just retarded. We were trying to save from evil because I would like to pick Ojo. Ojo was just awesome. I don't know. I think I picked just 12 writers just now, so
that's fine.
Screw cool, the rules.
Cool story, bro.
Next is, what is your favorite secondary rider, final form, upgrade form, whatever?
Kaiza break form? Oh, wait a minute.
Anyone have an answer yet?
Rising Ixa.
I would have to default the Rising Ixa just because it's Ixa. Plus, I really like that design. I love the blue. Yeah.
I can't think of any others I like more than that, so...
Clearly it's gotta be Zero Form Zeranos because... Oh, wait, it was just a red repaint. Never mind. let's see.
It was rusting.
Yeah, whatever. What other secondary riders got an upgrade? What, just Axel and Birth? I mean, goddamn.
Birth didn't get one.
Yeah, Birth didn't get one because he got the downgrade.
Birth prototype. Downgrade. That's right, that's my favorite. I forgot about that.
I like Night Survive.
Okay.
I did. He had that cool, like, the bike and the cape and the...
Surprised no one picked Wild Chalice.
I forgot about Wild Chalice. I forgot about Blade in general.
He's cool, but he's not Rising Ixa.
Yeah. Wait, I want to add Chalice to my list of secondary riders.
You're already at 12 out 13. Of 5.
It's the new 13 Riders movies. 13 Riders.
I forgot Blade existed. Oh, shit, we didn't pick it up from Hibiki. I liked Zonky and...
Like, I would have picked Zonky because Zonky Butt.
Because Kenji Matsuda.
Zonky, wasn't actually a rider through half that
we
show.
We had a Zonky Butt reference in, like, 15 episodes.
My favorite secondary rider, Shuki.
Obligatory, Kirihiko Butt reference now.
Yes.
It's obligatory.
In any case.
Shadow Moon? Oh, wait.
Shadow Moon because Shadow Moon.
Yup.
Hold on.
I think Neil Patrick Harris for favorite secondary writing.
Sweet.
Right? It's a good choice.
Alright, so our next question is from Delic. He says, what would you like to see from next year's Rider and Sentai? What themes, designs, gimmicks, etc. would you or wouldn't you like to see?
A belt with 10 SD cards instead of 5. They just need to skip the numbering. Just do a set every week. Every weapon is mandatory. And 100 forms.
A new capsule set every day.
Yes, exactly.
Capsule SD card 360.
Oh, yeah, that's what's going to happen. That's the way I want it.
Alright, as for Rider, I want to go back to a time where there wasn't gimmicks up the ass.
Yep.
Like Kiva, where there was a nice little balance between fun and a toy and a gimmick. As for like a design or a theme, I remember when one of Forze's rumors was Sengoku,
which was Sengoku.
I knew you were gonna do that.
Fine.
High five. like a samurai motif.
Be cool.
I think that'd be a nice little thing to do with Rider, since they haven't done that yet. Something ancient, kind of like Hibiki.
Or like an Agito Kuga ancient type deal, just something instead of a current. Well, I guess Oz was, but.
Yeah, but Oz had too much modern design in it to make me feel like it was ancient, even though it was. For Sentai, I'm trying to think of what they haven't done yet.
I want the Ghostbusters theme at some point. I thought that sounded cool.
That'd be cool. Some sort of planet motif would work for Sentai. They haven't done that yet, really.
That'd be cool.
Spy theme? Oh, wait. Pirates? Oh, wait. Pirates was on the list for so long. For years, I'd see people saying, I want a pirate theme.
They still haven't done insects, but Kamen Rider, so...
Yeah.
They just throw in insects every now and then into the seasons where they can, since they can't do an insect motif.
They need to do a pop idol themed one. Just do Cast of Victorious.
Oh, God. Oh,
that was stupid. I'm sorry. Don't listen to me, Bandai. Please don't take that.
But yeah, that's what I would want. Gimmick list for Sentai too, just because I'm tired of fucking gimmicks. I just want to buy toys.
I'm tired of gimmicks too. Like for Rider, like I've said before, I kind of want them to go back to like an Agito or a Blade where they have maybe four riders and it's lighter on the gimmicks, or Kiva with just a few riders, and focus on more than just one character and all of his gimmicks, and then bring in one.
Look what happens when you bring all the gimmicks together. You die. Yeah. You die. And get rescued by Ninja U.
Am I right?
But like other than that, I'd kind of like to see, just because it hasn't really been done since then, more like a Ryuki with like a lot of writers. I mean, I know it would be a lot of figure arts, but I just kind of like to see it at some point down the line in the future.
Yeah.
In the future, they're just all played by Bridge. but I can't. Brian pretty much suggested all of it, and like for Sentai, I really can't think of it because they've done so many themes that they started repeating them.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a true, like, a, not true, but, like, because it was, but, like, a modern video game-based Sentai.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Or Rider. I think it could work for either.
Yeah, I'm sure they haven't really done that.
I think it could work for either. That'd be cool.
All right. So, our last question is from Sound.12, and it's probably the deepest question we're ever going to have ever.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Now my mind's sad again. This is about how we all end up on the streets.
Where do you think you would be in life if Toku never existed? So that's no Sentai, no Rider, no Power Rangers, no transforming heroes of any sort of the Japanese genre.
I would have wished for a world without Zangak is what would have all that.
I think we all would have ended up on the streets, joined gangs, done some hookering, and we all would have met in prison eventually and started a prison podcast. I don't know. Like, that's really hard to imagine because it's such a huge chunk of our lives now.
Like,
yeah. I'd be dead in a gutter somewhere with no toys and a lot of money.
It's one of those things that's really hard to think about because it's so insignificant. Because like,
next to the power of the Force.
It's some
only
like
Sith deal in absolutes.
Random Japanese children's show that eventually got ported over into an American children's show, which changed our lives. But when you think about it, it's like something as insignificant as a television show ultimately changed our entire life.
Yeah, like
it's really weird when you think about it.
Like it is like it seems so silly to say it, but we wouldn't be the same people without it.
I definitely wouldn't be because, I mean, I said this my little story thingy for RR when we were doing those and stuff. Like, I was incredibly, incredibly shy in high school. Like, I talked to very little people.
You talked to all the ninjas.
If you were.
I can just picture Brian, like, leaning down, talked to very little people.
I didn't even think about it like that. Wow. And, like, if you weren't in my Japanese class, then, yeah, good luck trying to have a conversation with me, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, by doing the reviews and stuff, I slowly learned that talking to people was okay.
which I kind of regret now, but no, I'm kidding.
Everyone talks to Brian asking for advice. He became some sort of like sage.
I'm a sage. That's neat. Yes. But like, I mean, ultimately, like doing what we're doing now and everything just changed who I was altogether.
Yeah.
And I owe that to Toku because I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Toku.
Yeah, neither would I. Like, we wouldn't. It's just like my entire room wouldn't be here. It would just be like a chair. And me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy.
I'm gonna be able to see his walls.
Oh, that'd be weird. They'd be all like it's like when my friend took down this thing that had his name on it, said Ian, when he switched rooms, like the part where it said Ian was white and the rest was like kind of brown. It showed how dirty the walls have gotten over the years since they've lived there. I don't know why. I thought that was funny. You'd have to see it. Because when you go in that guest room, it just always says Ian, because they don't wash the walls. Anyway. Yeah, like, it would just be... Like, if I had to say something, like, in terms of what else, like, interests would take me instead of Power Rangers, it would probably be, like Pokemon and, like, Star Wars, I guess. Maybe some Spider-Man. Because those are the other things I'm interested in. So I'm thinking if anything else took up the main, like, nerddom, it'd probably be those.
Yeah. We just said yeah at the same time.
That happens.
I would still be in Pokemon and stuff, and I would still probably be collecting Transformers, but, like, I still am, so that doesn't really change at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't have met everyone here. And, like I said, my personality would just be different because I wouldn't have been doing reviews and stuff, and that's ultimately what made me, like, get out of that stupid little, oh, I'm shy, I don't want to talk to people rut.
No, ultimately made Brian less gay.
Okay, we can go with that.
Lovely sentiment.
We'll go with that. But, yes, it's hysterical.
It is. I giggle at you being gay.
Right.
Brian's trying to get all emotional, and then he just pee in his face.
I'm trying not to get emotional, actually. But
see, so I'm helping pee in his face.
Ew. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of where I stand on the topic. Like, everything would just be really, really different.
It would be. We wouldn't know any of the people, much less the two of us, but anybody we talked to in terms of the Toku community, we wouldn't know any of them.
Yeah.
That'd be a really funny alternate universe to pop into just to see where we all are.
Yes. If there was some way to make that happen, I would totally do it.
No, like, I'm curious because, like, it like just that one TV show literally... Like, I can't remember a time when I didn't have it there.
Yeah.
You know, reviews, there'd be nothing.
There'd be no sex and coke parties, then...
There'd be no CS toys?
Yeah, Mr. S would just be out there doing his Mr. S shit.
He'd be like a teacher or something. He'd be like some sort of, like, really strict teacher and not nice at all. I don't know. He would be a doctor. Well, I guess he is going to be.
Brian's sitting there going, I hate you. You're making me edit all this stuff out.
I'm used to it by now.
I was going to edit it right out. You guys wouldn't have watched Chuck?
Right out in the boot. Nah, I wouldn't have.
This is true.
Easy. I wouldn't have met Matt. He would never have said hi to me.
Because there wouldn't be a Morphicon.
It'd be so sad. I mean, I wouldn't know. That's the same hotel they use for Hollywood Week, which makes Hollywood Week a total lie because it's in fucking Pasadena. Dang it.
Sorry about your dreams and ambitions. But yeah, needless to say, it would be very, very different.
It almost sounds depressing to think about it. We would all just be like...
Depressing the fact that life's different or depressing the fact that our lives were shaped by a Japanese children's show?
Both. Like, we would all just be like...
douchebags.
Shut-ins. And like the world would be cast in gray. There would be no color.
It would be North Korea. We would be douchebags. Oh, wait, we already are.
I was going to say late for that, but...
Crazy.
Well, it is really crazy when you think about it. Because, like, such little things change your entire life, and it just makes everything seem so insignificant. My life was shaped by a Japanese children's show.
Yes, Brian, your life is insignificant.
What's the thing that changed your life the most?
Day of the Dumpster.
That's great. But yeah, definitely, definitely different.
Yes, Brian, your life is very insignificant.
That's all for the questions.
Okay. All right.
It's time for...
final thingies! I have a thingy and it's not final.
Yay, I don't know.
Nothing. Brian's got nothing. He's dead now. He's been talking.
I expel all my energy on Twitter question of the week.
Do we have anything else to say other than keep leaving feedback on the podcast? Keep sending your Twitter questions. Twitter? That's a Twitter sweater. Your Twitter questions, the hashtag #RRPodcastQuestion. And I'll be putting up a second RR Facebook question of the biweekly on this. I don't know if it's going on the brand boards or not.
I forgot. Is it?
Should we want
to? Yeah, we'll put it on there.
Okay. So, yeah. And so don't forget to answer that.
Yep.
And yeah.
There will be a monkey lying in the fields, dancing and frolicking while throwing its poop across the floor. Wait, what do you mean it's not show accurate?
Because the one in the show didn't have that line.
Did it? Because the capsule sets have them.
I know, but the one in the show did.
Oh.
They don't have the capsule sets in the show, Kevin. Those are actual Ranger keys.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Like, can we get the greatest power? Yeah, just go over to that machine over there and put a quarter in. Quarters here? Oh, yeah.
The... So, I'm interested in...
Oh, Brian, the deck of keys in the show have the white stripe.
Well,
so,
fuck you.
You just got fact-checked.
That's right.
Boom. Lawyered.
What? Did you really pop up an episode to go look?
35.
Oh my god.
Brian's got the blades.
Screen cap that shit and we'll see.
Gunman World, though. Alright, hold on. I closed it, so I gotta go back into it. I actually gotta open it with a different program.
Yeah.
There you go, Brian.
Oh, well.
Boom. Lawyered. Again.
Boom. Fact checked.
I respect my previous joke about the Gokaiders not having the Gashapon keys. Clearly they have them. Okay, question... Okay, pause for edit quick. Okay, looking at these questions, do you see the one that is Stelix, Muhammad, and then Will Hernandez? Is that all you have, or is there more?
Hold on, I'm playing Tiny Tower.
Right. This will make for a spectacular blooper. And right after I said that's where it's going to go. Doo-doo-doo! Well, since we're paused, I couldn't remember. Did you say we're splitting Dragon Ball up into two or three?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I still have to finish GT, so I'm trying.
You're not going to finish Dragon Ball in that amount of time, dude.
You don't know what I can do and can't do.
We could upload it into an intersect, but Chuck took the last one.
Damn.
Can you imagine wasting an intersect on Dragon Ball, of all things?
Yeah. Like, sir, I could get you back, but Kevin really needs to watch Dragon Ball in a week. It just makes me cry a little bit more.
He really needs it.
Otherwise, what's he gonna do? Fake it like they did with Ghost Sager? What's up with this guy's outfit? Oh, fuck! Why do you have to ask such a question?
I think I'm gonna go with Knight. Knight was pretty badass.
Are you sure you're not gonna pick Power Dizer?
Power Dizer, Power Dizer.
Robot, bro. He doesn't get it. He's just like, Power Dizer. That was great. He doesn't understand. He's small.
No.